Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Mamzer, Ass Clowns, across the fruited and nutted Zog, playing in the open-air, coast-to-coast nut house that we recall Zog Babylon, the third and the final. Now, this is episode number 39.5, and it's a special program, sort of like special education for all you retards out there. And what it has to do with is pretty well what's gone on in the last week. You know, the big shitstorm that's really occurred, it started, Thursday or Friday night. And the main things occurred, you know, actually the morning of that here. Oh, okay, I have somebody, you know, call. Let me go ahead and say real quick that this is episode number 39. It's entitled, Every Man to His Tent, O Christian Israel. The date is October 14th, 2010, and it's 9:15 p.m. Central Time. Okay.
All right.
What do you have to say?
All right. Good night, everyone.
You have anything to say, White Ceramic Bowl? Okay, it says he's left the chat. In any case, I don't know, he was probably just a tard who was here to go ahead and cause trouble. More likely, he was waiting his chance. And what happens is that, what to do with such clowns here? I mean, in a well-run social order here, the minute they'd show their head is that they'd be dead. You know what I mean? It's sort of like old Mods, Monster, Slash, the rest here who show up and, gelding probably on the first offense. Or rather, give them a chance to go ahead and remove one hand, one eye, one testicle. Or what happens, you remove both. And you show that, hey, you know, they're going to have to go ahead and show that they have some sort of, you know, they have some sort of ability to learn from their mistakes. And so this tard, he went ahead and he sat and he waited. And in a well-run society, that sort of thing wouldn't be tolerated. As soon as it was detected, he'd be punished right then and there summarily. And as a result, people like that wouldn't be around. This is episode number 39.5, Every Man to His Tent, O Christian Israel. And I think I stated the date of October 14, 2010. And it's 9:15. This is a special show because it really just came up. And usually I try to go ahead and schedule any special shows on a Thursday. And the reason I try to go ahead and schedule them on that is that so there'll be some sort of continuity to where people can go ahead and, you know, say it here. So, you know, look at it. Now, sometimes there's just breaking news which needs to go ahead and be, you know, done, and I can't really go ahead and schedule this breaking news. But last week, I was literally talking to this old guy in Ohio who knew Gillette and who pretty well ran the trust fund, and Gillette went ahead and did a show honoring this old Nazi who went ahead and died and left 40% of his estate to the Church of the Sons of Yahweh and the Legion of the Saints, i.e. he left it to Ray Redfern's church, and Morris Gillette ends up having title to it. Now, I went ahead and saved Gillette's church twice. Essentially, when I went ahead and begged Pastor John Britton to go ahead and take over it, you know, what was left after Joe Johnson and Morris Gillette had screwed it up pretty thoroughly, and the second time when I went ahead and saved them their charter, and thus their funding. And pretty well, I still got people spying on a number of these forums, and what I found out is that the mullets don't seem to understand what a rascal they went ahead and brought into themselves. And folks, I went ahead and seen something that literally just made me, you know, just made my flesh crawl. And what happens when I was looking at all the people that got banned here, one of them has a certain name here. And if you go ahead and look at the Heritage for Sale, the FPLC Intelligence Report of Fall 2005, issue number 19, Heritage for Sale, it went ahead and said that this Joshua Caleb Sutter, who went underneath the name of Wolfram Hall, the High Council of Aryan Nations. Well, folks, when the Moats and Gullets were together, this Wolfram Hall was a member of the Moats and Gullets Aryan Nations Forum. And he was only kicked out. He was only kicked out when pretty well the Gullets went on. So, folks, what's it tell you? If Joshua Caleb Sutter, who supposedly Gillette went ahead and named him as the rat who set him up, him and this 23-year-old kid named Scott Thornton, and what happens if these people are, yes, there's a Wolfram Hall at the Moats now. And the thing about it is that, you know, I mean, he got kicked out of the Moats. Now, what happens, I'm looking at the Moats, and from what I gather, these are Nazis here who wanted to, you know, play Aryan Nations, and what ended up happening, what I found out, is that the Gillettes went ahead, the Gillettes went ahead, and what they did is they put, you know, the Moats went ahead and, you know, looked for a figurehead, i.e. Gillett, and, you know, well, the thing about it is, look, folks, I mean, if I went ahead and went after every freaking rat in Nimbuster who's, you know, listening to the show, I'd be kicking out half of you. All right? I'm not going to go ahead and pull a Fink. I'm not going to pull a Moat. I'm not going to pull a Goat and ban anybody. You know what I mean? Unless you go ahead and get totally out of freaking line. Unless you get totally freaking out of line. If someone tells me that the old Wolfram Hall is over on the Gillette thing here. Well, guess what, folks? That means that Gillette was knowingly allowing someone who he claimed had set him up and sent him to prison, along with a 23-year-old. Why, you know, it's not normal behavior to go ahead and let someone who sent you to prison on the same forum as you. So why is Gillette allowing an answer? Gillette don't have a choice. Gillette is letting the very same person he said that, you know, let him there here. And what happens? Him and Joshua Caleb Sutter are buddy again. Why? Answer, they're both ratting on people. All the actions of a rat. So what happens is that the Moats went ahead and kicked him off because he was a government. And they did rightly so. They kicked him off for all the wrong reasons. They kicked him off because he was a goat. They should have kicked him off because he's an effing rat. And they should have known that in the first place. I mean, I just went ahead and looked at, when I was typing in Aryan Nations, Morris Gillette, and, you know, August Christ, and guess what? That's what came up. And when I seen it, I said, shoot, this is worse than, you know, this is worse than even I thought it was. This is worse than even what I think it is. So guess what? You know, guess why all this crap is coming down? And the answer of it is, you know, Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking at this sort of thing here. I mean, I don't kick off everyone who's going, hey, listen. In fact, probably the reason this show continues is so the FPLC, and so the FBI, and so the ADL can go ahead and find out what the hell's going on in the movement from the eyes of an actual movement activist. Probably what happens is that people are downloading the show here, and they're getting, you know, I mean, there's probably a whole bunch of dog pig life and FPLC people who are getting time and a half because of me to go ahead and transcribe this show as it appears. And then just go ahead and send it as an internal document. Now, by the way, the Oath Keepers figure out the FPLC is part of the Department of Homeland Security, and it is. They went ahead and got some guy's children taken away. What do these people do? They run around, and essentially they don't seem to understand is that the cure for that thing is death. You don't argue with criminals. You simply torture them for a confession to go ahead and find out any hidden criminals, and then you publicly, slowly execute them by torture, them and their entire family, and then they're dead. They're not around no more. You don't have any problem here. Like this character went ahead and showed up and Kate calls out here. I mean, rudeness like that? I mean, the character doesn't even belong here. You know, he's probably some little Jew or something like that. And what happens is that he showed by his behavior that, no, he doesn't belong here. And the same way with the Finkelsteins. What happens is that, you know, shoot, all these critters showed up on Finks, and they showed up, you know, Judas the Juice and the rest of these people, and I'm going to go ahead and read Finkelstein's letter, but right now I'm going into the moats, okay? Well, the fact of the matter is the Muslims have no love for us either. They're just a bunch of, you know, they're just a bunch of mamzers. Now, if it was up to me, I'd let every Jew be a Zionist, and I'd ship every single one of them dirty kikes over to Palestine, the unholy land. But what happens is that I wouldn't ship them any guns, or any rockets, or any helicopters, or any bullets, or any missiles, or anything here. And then pretty well let the ragheads and the Jews have at each other, because a lot of them are sort of related, and let them go ahead and figure out who won. And then in case the Jews came off, then I'd go ahead and stomp them here. But, the ragheads came up here and killed all the Jews. Well, hey, no problem. I wish every Jew was a Zionist. Why do people, they want to be politically correct, so they say they're against, Zionists, instead of saying that they're against dirty Jews. Jews are a spawn of Satan. They came out of Satan's pee hole like John Britton's mother. Rather indelicately, but rather bluntly put it. And the thing about it is that, shoot, it ain't like you have to go ahead and pay a raghead to kill a Jew. So why should I bother paying them? I'm certainly not going to reward them with an all-expense, one-way ticket here to the Zogland. I mean, we got enough mamzers already. In fact, the Mamzers may outnumber the Quakers by now. Certainly will if things go on the way they are. Folks, I mean, don't worry. Don't worry about this, don't worry about this sort of thing here. Well, I mean, let the Muslims do whatever the hell they want to. I mean, shoot, I do not really care what the freaking ragheads do over there. I mean, as long as they're over there. Over there, they belong over there. But, Augie, I mean, pretty well, you end up losing, even the pretense of being, head of the Aryan Nations, because, shoot, you end up having old sci-fi go ahead and turn on you. When everybody was figuring out, well, hey, this is no longer Christian identity, and this is no longer even white. I mean, why in the world, if you don't have Aryans, then why even bother here, Augie? So, you sort of screwed up. Now, this is assuming that this is the real August Christ, and I don't think it is. Generally, I'm quite sure that August could go ahead and spend some money, and, it's a pity that somebody ain't called in yet and pretty well told the story about Augie the Moose. But the thing about it is that Augie was made more of a tard than a traitor. So you got to understand that. I mean, Augie was just a greedy bastard. From my gather, he's not really a traitor. He's just a fucktard. Sort of like the mullets. I went ahead and invited their Dan Schroeder or something like that to come ahead and call in. I hope he will. Because he actually did me a favor. You may not have known it here, but old Dan Schroeder, he seems like he's a decent sort here. And what happens is, whether he knows it or not, he acts like a Christian white man. He's gone ahead and said, well, I don't really want to ban somebody unless he's a total, liar or traitor or something like that here, and I don't want to go ahead and hurt innocent people. And that is, in a little trade here. So I feel like Mr. Dan Schroeder. And, folks, if any of you people are listening, you don't want to go ahead and call in. Look, you know, Mullet, what you need, you know, Mullet, Paul Mullet, what you need to do is there's no need to go ahead and give up Aryan Nations 88. Now, I went ahead and, you know, wrote to you, and you went ahead and kicked me off after, you know, less than 20 minutes, but I'd gone ahead and was downloading everything because I expected to be, you know. But I went ahead and extended the olive branch of peace, so to speak, to you, and you went ahead and called me a traitor, and you booted my ass off, you know, off your forum. But I went ahead and looked at it, and essentially old Dan Schroeder was, you know, taking my part against this Major General Gordon. And Major General Gordon went to trial for allegedly raping one of his underage female relatives, whereas my trial fell apart before, you know, right at the preliminary hearing when there was no preliminary hearing. Essentially what boiled down to is my grandson pretty well told him to eat shit, that no, this, you know, all these lies that you'd imprisoned, you'd taken my, you know, destroyed my family for, and taken them away and put them in foster homes, it never existed. Now, what do you do with people like that? What do you do with police officers like that? What do you do with social workers like that? And the answer of it is, what do you do with the people who run the government that pay these people? And the answer of it is that you grab their children, you torture your children. And, you know, folks, I have been kicked out of Gillette's church for extremism. I have advocated gelding their sons and giving their daughters a hysterect, you know, pretty well cutting out to where the regime criminal's bloodline will no longer be passed here, but going ahead and using their daughters as wombs to go ahead and breed a neo-aristocracy of the best of Christian Israel fathers and mothers. What happens is that since they have gone ahead and used our people like nothing more than things, they deserve nothing better than themselves. And you have these, you know, you have these people here, and essentially they're not serious about fighting a revolution. I am. The thing about it is, if you end up having, well, it fell apart, you know, what happens is that there was no freaking trial. All it was I wouldn't kiss her ass, I wouldn't accept a lawyer. So they trumped up some bullshit, sent me a nut house without letting me have a chance to go ahead and contest the thing or even look at the thing. Essentially, I was doped up for 2 years until I finally found a brand new, retard, direct from medical school, who went ahead and discontinued the forced doping, and as a result, there was no excuse to go ahead and keep me up there, and I managed to go ahead and give them the idea that, yes, I would accept a lawyer. So, as a result, I got down there, and then I told the lawyer to eat shit. Although he went ahead, you know, was supposed to cut a deal to where I leave the state of Missouri, which is what they wanted, and that deal fell apart. So, essentially, the deal, you know, I mean, you know, the only deal I was is that, hey, you dismiss these bogus charges, I leave the state of Missouri, because that's what you want me to do. You want me to leave the state of Missouri. And I said, well, okay, I'll do that if you go ahead and hurry up with it here and not dick around. And they dicked around. They dicked around because, hey, Mild Bill Dobbs and the rest of these social workers, they want to go ahead and convict me here. So, folks, for those of you who are convicted in Zaw Court, I don't assume you're guilty. What happens is that I've known criminals, and criminals assume you're guilty because they're guilty. Banks behavior, Jeremy Visser's behavior, all these little criminals' behavior doesn't fool me one bit. Because I've seen them. I got to see them up close and personal. And for all these people who talk about how tough they are, I mean, think ain't that tough. I mean, shoot. He spent 12 years in administrative segregation. What do you think had happened to a police officer, any police officer, much less one who went ahead and acceded to corruption in murdering a Puerto Rican in a jail? You got to know, they spent all that time, not in general population, but in administrative segregation. where it is sort of rough. I mean, generally your general population for the niggers and beaters is extremely, pretty well. It's just pretty well. I mean, all the, like Johnny Reb says, all their kind do believe, do belong in a jail. Well, no, they don't. They don't belong over here in a white man's society. They shouldn't be in prison. They shouldn't be anywhere. They should be what few remain here. Once they go ahead and kill and eat one another, they belong running around in Africa. That's where they belong. If they were the beaters or leaner land. But in any case, all these tough criminals, Well, think about it is well known that that's what that's what where Lindstedt gives ordination. Well, I got from Gillette, and Gillette went ahead, by the people who scoffed at, right? Same with Gillette. By the way, Gillette. Besides, I don't know what the hell August Christ was yapping about. I mean, August Christ, he got his ordination from Butler, and then Butler went ahead, withdrew it. And then August Christ figured out that, hey, he was going to get all he could, and he never, he never went ahead and went back here. So, I mean, look, in fact, Christ tried to go ahead and, boot Butler on the grounds that Butler was senile. And I don't think Butler was senile. It's just that Butler, by the time he got done, didn't have any choice. He didn't have anybody other than all this vermin that he had brought around him. All he was surrounded by was Zogbots and criminals and the rest, and he didn't have anybody there. But for the line of Richard Butler, it's dead. It's dead. It's dead because Butler went ahead and chose foolishly for him. Actually, it was the best thing that could have happened to Christian Identity. And I've said this time and time and time before. So as far as August Christ is concerned, if this is a real August Christ, it might be the real August Christ. And the thing about August Christ is that I don't really have any hatred for the man. I mean, I don't think he's I think he's a retard. I think he's somewhat of a petty crook, but I don't think he's a deliberate traitor, but he's allowed all sorts of traitors and criminals going in. But looking at the mullets, what happens to the mullets, actually, they've been screwed over by the gullets. Every single little Zogbot, Joshua Caleb Sutter, and by the way, Joshua Caleb Sutter came out of, August Christ. Sci-Fi Faber, he came out of August Christ. So you have all these tards, including Gillette. Gillette and Ray Redfern got kicked out by Butler. And Ray Redfern decided, well, hey, there's no sense in that. And he went ahead and made peace with Butler. And sometime in 2003, while he was at war with Butler, he went ahead, you go ahead and look at yourself here, type up, go to the Ohio Secretary of State's office. Go over there and then type in under corporation, Church of the Sons of YHVH, and then hit enter. And you will find out that in 2003, Ray Redfern went down there, and really he was supposed to go ahead and get two other directors, but he gave them $25 and then let them pass. And essentially, he founded a one-man church corporation, Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Now, it wasn't altogether legal, but he went ahead and formed it here. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. And any of you guys who don't believe me, you can go ahead and look at yourself, go to Secretary of State, Ohio Secretary of State's office, and you'll also see the letter, dated May of 2009, and you'll find out that they went ahead and saved their church by going ahead and coming up with $25. Now, I'm not quite sure it's in Morris Gillette's name. I'm not all sure that's legal here, but it's in the address of this old guy in Ohio, and I'm not quite sure that's altogether legal. But, hey, I don't really care. But the fact of the matter is that Gillette was pretty well kicked out with Ray Redfern. But Ray Redfern went ahead and says, hey, look, I've known Morris since high school, and trouble follows him like a stray dog. And what happens is that Gillette is a total screw-up. And from what I gather, Ray Redfern didn't bring Gillette back in with him. So for all practical purposes, Gillette don't have any ordination from Butler. They got revoked. You understand what I mean? Now, as far as my ordination is concerned, I don't really go so much with the one, you know, that Gillette went ahead and gave me, because Gillette really screwed me over. I mean, Joe Johnson wanted to kick me out on August 5th, and then August 9th, Gillette went ahead and did it. He didn't even give me a chance to go and explain myself. And it did not do me any good, because even though Gillette said, oh, I don't think Martin Lynch is a child molester, but what happens? He's a maniac. He's a maniac. He's a maniac. And then what happens? A piece of shit like Randy Turner went ahead and said, yesterday playing Prince. Okay. Anyway, bro, more like Prince Drools, you know what I mean? So, in any case, who do you want, I'll get to the Finkelsteins here in a minute. Here, I'm still pretty well discussing it. And by the way, folks, what happens is that Gillette pretty well left me, in a hell of a crack, and he didn't go ahead and treat me honestly or honorably. But folks, yes, I got ordained by Gillette. I could go ahead and ask my friend John Britton to go ahead and ordain me, thus trace a line directly to Wesley Swift. But generally, I'm not going to do that. And the reason why is that, as far as I'm concerned, it's Yahweh who goes ahead and decides who's the pastor. And it's the sheep who go ahead and decides the pastor. My sheep hear my voice. And the rest of these goats, the fink is trying to go ahead and bring in the mamsers and all this unclean filth. Why, they hate my guts. And, well, they should. It's just a 315 from day one. But by the way, in February, Wesley Swift's church charter, February of 2005, one of John Britton's relatives who had the church charter died. And so the question was raised here as what to do. And since it would cost $200 to refile it, and you'd have to find an agent in California. And from what I gather, California is a lot more picky than Ohio is. Missouri is a lot more picky than Ohio is. So what I was decided to do is that, hey, none of us really had $200. None of us want, knew anybody in California. And none of us really wanted to dick with it. And I went ahead and told Gillette and said, shoot, me and Roxy could go ahead. And essentially what I would do is have me, Roxy, and one of these idiots, or maybe have John Britton, be the three members of the board of directors. And essentially what I'd do is I'd pay $25 and set up the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri. Now, later on in Nuthouse, I went ahead and got that thing done. Then I gave Roxy $25 when she went up to visit me at Nuthouse in Fulton. She went down, and she went ahead and filed, and she ended up having the paperwork. I filled out the paperwork. They wouldn't let me be the agent. They had Roxy be the agent. So if you go ahead and look, in the state of Missouri, Church of Jesus Christ Christian, Aryan Nations of Missouri, and something here. But Joe, you go ahead and check that thing out. You will find out that this corporation was established on October 26th of 2006, and right now it is good until August 31st of 2012. And I see all these idiots going ahead and looking for an ordination, and they're paying, $30,000 to learn to become a bail priest. Folks, I have a minister here. I'm the Bishop of Fulton. He wasn't one of my roommates, but he was in the same ward. And the guy is nutty as hell. He killed his daddy with a hammer. But essentially, I made him a bishop. But let me tell you, that guy's bishop has worked out far better than all these freaking tards here, especially Liar Bill DeCluis. Because at least, the guy who killed his daddy with a hammer is an honest man. Now, what happens is that, relatively honest man. He was a criminal before he ended up going ahead and getting caught. But he had something against his daddy. He went ahead and killed him with a hammer. And, he was bitching to me one day at the nut house about how the Kansas nut house is a lot better than the Missouri, nut house. And I said, well, you should have blurred your daddy. And his daddy was a rich man. well-beloved by local judges. And you should have lured your daddy either to the Kansas side or, you know, once you went ahead and beat him to death with a claw hammer, you should have gone ahead and shoved his body in and drove it to Kansas and turned yourself in and said you killed him in Kansas. But he has a hell of a sense of humor. I mean, he's nuts, but he's not stupid. I mean, he is pretty nuts. But anyway, you won. What'd you win, Liar Bill? What'd you win, Liar Bill? Liar Bill's not here. Hey, Liar Bill, why don't you call in? You know, and by the way, let me just tell you about old Liar Bill. Liar Bill outsmarted me. Well, he didn't really outsmart me. I mean, I really outsmarted myself. What happens is I go over there, and I sign in as Forrest Gump. You know, as Forrest Gump. And what happens, I forget that Liar Bill is going to come there. And a year ago, one of my sock puppets was called Forrest Gump over on Sperm Front. And Forrest Gump and one of Pilgrim's sock puppets, it was really her main thing here. And what happens is that Clint Downey had old Forrest Gump and what a Pilgrim sock puppets band here. And Liar Bill, I mean, 85 IQ on a good day, but Liar Bill, you know, Liar Bill went ahead and sent a message here and said, night, Marty, or 99 or something like that. And what happens is that I looked at it and I did a screen save, and maybe I'll need to go ahead and set the thing up here. But, you know, essentially, what happened with the Molson Gullets? You know, I mean, Liar Bill, I actually like having you around because every time, no more Marcia Lindsay. No more Liar Marcia Lindsay. I think that's hilarious. I'm gonna go ahead and do a sprint screen here. Liar Bill. Oh, come on, Liar Bill. You know, I mean, shit, you need to have a sense of humor here. I mean, shoot. I mean, you know, you need to develop a good shit-eating, you know, grin because every real tard has a shit-eating grin. You know, I mean, my first son-in-law, he had the same idiotic smile. I was like, where did I see that before? And what happens is that I was looking at old Dumbia, and be damned if Dumbia didn't have the same idiotic grin as my first son-in-law. And what happens is the grin of an idiot. And what happens, Liar Bill is an idiot here. I mean, he's rather a higher-functioning one here. But I'm going to go ahead and save that thing here. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes some of this stuff, I mean, when they go ahead and talk to me here, it's Liar Bill here. He showed up as guest number 14, got mad, and now he's pulling some Liar Bill horse shit. Anyway, you know, in any case, I went ahead and banned old guest number 14. They'll probably log on as guest number 15. And we'll have to put up with this stupid shit for a little while. You know what I mean? Hey, Liar Bill, don't annoy me. Don't annoy me. Don't annoy me. Okay. Oh, he's going to go ahead and show up. You know, what happens is they decide, Liar Bill, if you annoy me, I'll go ahead and give out your name and your contact information. Okay? On the movement turd. So behave yourself. Okay, Liar Bill? As long as you're a good little Liar Bill, I like you. You know what I mean? I really do. No shit. I really do. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, what happens is that whenever you show up here, everybody should know. You know, sort of like this Joshua Caleb Sutter here is a little bit more clever. Everybody should know that you're dealing with Zog. You're dealing with Zogbot. And it's sort of like Trader Glenn Miller. I mean, it's good that Trader Glenn Miller, you know, shows up and causes all this grief and commotion. mean, folks, the thing about it is that someone said death to pisser possums or no more pisser possums. And the answer of it is the pisser possums you'll have among you always here. Just as for a while, you're going to end up having the Finkelsteins. They're going to be around for a little while, too. Because Zog has always wanted to go ahead and control the movement, especially dual seed line Christian identity. Especially dual seed line Christian identity. In the case of Liar Bill, you know, he's gone ahead and logged on to the Finkery. He's gone ahead and seen that that Fink wants to go ahead and kick me out. But I'm still going ahead with the someone who went ahead and brought up old Judas, Judas Roid Rage Retard Giles. And Jim Giles is trying to go ahead and get back to what is normal for him. And he's going to go ahead and do some interviews. And I go ahead and I urge people to go ahead and listen to those interviews. Some of those interviews, by Jim Giles were very, 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 very good. So on the other hand, Jim Giles is, he's a roid rage retard, and they're somewhat uneven. If you want to go ahead and find out what Jim Giles is like, I recommend the July 3rd show here, where I have him screaming at, Edgar Steele and me. And what happens is some of you, it may still be on the July 31st, where he said, fuck white nationalism or fuck the white race or something like that. And then he goes ahead and deletes it. But usually, Jim Giles is a relatively honest tard. Now, Liar Bill is a dishonest tard, but essentially, you go ahead and you find out what side these people are on. And when you go ahead and see them around, where it is. Oh, yeah, I have an APOC. That July show. I need to go ahead and put it on Aryan-Nations-Org. And pretty well, I got somebody who might go ahead and put some stuff on YouTube. Roxy has just got something to go ahead and send to the Osho paper here, and I'm going to go ahead and write it for her. Pretty well tell them about how Zog went ahead and destroyed her family and tried to go ahead and have me murdered in prison, and how, hey, look, if you hate the government, vote for Roxy. If you love the government, don't vote for Roxy. And essentially, there's more and more people who hate the government. And the reason they hate the government is because the government has, fucked them over, pretty much. Okay? Anyway. The thing about that is that Liar Bill has actually, what he's done is Liar Bill's over the years, over the past year. I mean, if you see Liar Bill hanging around, it's his Zog False Front. Now, this Wolfram Hall, somebody went ahead and said he's over on the Gullet Forum. And what happens, he got kicked off the Mullet Forum. He had mullets and gullets. And from what I gather, here is the mullets, and they decide that they want to go ahead and, claim to be the Aryan Nation. So what they do is they go ahead and get Gullet in. And they don't realize is that what they're doing is that they're looking for the exactly the self-same tart. So as a result, this marriage is between, it's sort of like a gay marriage between Jack Sprat and Jack Sprat. See, Jack Sprat can eat no fat. So what does he need, for a wife? He needs a wife that can eat no lean. That way, they both can share the same piece of bacon. In peace and harmony, because remember, Jack Sprat, he can't eat no fat, and his wife can eat no lean. See what happens when Jack Sprat has a homosexual relationship with Jack Sprat? Better than half the piece of bacon is just going to go ahead and go to waste here, because neither of them can eat no fat here. So as a result, they're competing for exactly the self-same sort of young tard. And as a result, it didn't work out very good. It lasted, this one guy said it didn't last long, 3 weeks. No, it lasted really closer to about 6, maybe 7 weeks. But it fell apart. It fell apart. And I've gone ahead. I went ahead and had a brain fart. I was going to go ahead and offer an alliance with the Molts, and I'm not going to do that. I mean, shoot, all these alliances I've gotten in, they fall apart here. So essentially, why I've gone ahead and said, look, you know, look, Paul Mullett, they're talking about how they want you to go ahead and hand over Aryan Nations 88. Don't do that. You live in Chillicothe. What that is it's about an hour south of Columbus. Just drive. You got plenty of time, Paul Mullett. Just go ahead and drive up to Columbus, to the Ohio Secretary of State's office. You know, have Mrs. Mullett go ahead and, you know, do shopping or do something here. You have a cell phone, you know, but, you know, don't get Verizon here. For my Garrett, it costs $1,200. Just go ahead and file Church of Jesus. Well, go ahead and file Aryan Nation / Church of Jesus Christ Christian of Ohio. And what you do, you pay $25, and guess what? You have the best deal. That thing will last for 5 years. 5 freaking years, and you claim to be Aryan Nations. You have as much right to go ahead and claim to be Aryan Nations as what Gallet does. Now, I don't think you have as much right to claim to be Aryan Nations as I do, but on the other hand, I'm not going to fight with you in Ohio. You know what I mean? What I was going to do is offer is that, you know, the second thing you do here, and this is where Fink is going the same way as, the Molts and Gullets and all these other little tarred nations here, you know, like the Pisser Possums. See, what they do is that they're lying. You know, when you end up starting to lie and lie and lie and lie, the Internet is not very kind to liars. I remember the late, you know, Phil Horath, who, you know, was a libertoon. And I asked that bastard why he didn't get on the Internet. We both knew why he didn't get on the Internet, because he's a liar. But the problem of it is, you get on the Internet, there's everybody, including mean people like me, who go ahead and we save what's on the Internet. And once it's saved on the Internet, or it's screenshotted or something like that, and by the way, you know, if there's any Finkelsteins listening here, look, Finkelstein, I mean, you're screwed. And the reason you're screwed is because, guess what? I've been going ahead, and I learned with the Pisser Possums, you save everything that shows up. And then once you go ahead and you change it or you delete it, you look like you're hiding something. The answer of it is you're hiding something. You know what I mean? Anyway, well, it looks like 17 or 19, we ended up having no Finkelsteins or Pisser Possums. You know what I mean? It don't really matter. The fact of the matter is, that's what Fink has had to do. And he went ahead, and I'll go ahead and point out, is that what he's done is, thanks to sock possums, you know, well, sock puppets. I call them sock possums. Thanks to sock puppets here, now you have to go ahead and introduce yourself here. So I can go ahead and see if your little introduction, is the same as, you know, the IP number. And the fact of the matter is that once you go ahead and do that, essentially you're trying to go ahead and control the flow of information, which cannot be controlled. Folks, you have two choices. You can go ahead and have an open forum in which whoever is going ahead and saying, you know, whatever saying stuff here, has to live with what he says. Or you end up, just like the Molts and Gullets, end up having a closed forum to where you're hiding everything. Why are you hiding everything? Well, it's not for an honest reason. You see, honest people don't worry about being caught out in a lie. They might be wrong. What happens to only being human here? It's natural to be wrong. In fact, you know, the air is human. What happens is to lie like, you know, lie like a spawn of Satan, why, that is what you shouldn't trust. And pretty well, Bill Fink is going the same way. Now, what I end up finding, you know, yeah, I'll get to the Finkelsteins, okay? I mean, what happens is I want plenty of little Finkelsteins, little sock possums going ahead and looking on this here and just ribbing here with, you know, Marty Lynch said, oh, okay, Sword Mamzer. Call it Sword Mamzer. Call in Sword Mamzer. We have Sword Mamzer on here. I'm glad that we have Sword Mamzer on. I mean, same way I have Liar Bell here. You know, call in Sword Mamzer. Okay? Sword Mamzer, you going to call in? Well, we'll see here. So, you know, I mean, Sword Mamzer, You know, the problem of it is, Swordman, so you have a problem. You know, same way you, the Finkelsteins and the rest of them. The problem, and this is the bitching about cross-posting here. The problem of it is that if you go ahead and Google my name, you'll go ahead and see. I mean, pretty well I've learned over the years how to go ahead and get my name for free at the very top of the Christian Identity list here. And every time there's talk about, oh, Alex Linder, Glenn Miller, William Fink, Jeremy Visser, my name will be mentioned here. What happens is that it may not be the first or second, but usually it'll be the third or fourth. And in many cases, it'll be the vast majority of the front page views. And most people don't go ahead and look. Folks, I mean, you have the same problem the Missouri Libertarian Party had, is that essentially when people think of Christian Identity, they think of me. If I say you're a Manser, you're a Manser. Now, the only way you can go ahead and disprove it is to go ahead and show your face. A sword Manser can't afford to do that. In fact, Fink couldn't afford to do that. I was listening to the 10-10-10 show every so often. And by the way, Matt Twat Zogbot, you know, looked tarred. You cannot tell a Marty Rajani sock possum. Not on talk show. Not on talk show. What happens is that, by the way, on 10-10-10, guest number two was me. Very first one there. Before, yeah, I was there before you showed up, Sword Manser. I was before Matt Twat Zogbot showed up. I was the very first one. I was guest number two. There is no guest number one here on talk show. Folks, so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people think that Eli looks like a Manser here, and I went ahead and stuck up for Eli. My problem with Eli is they go ahead, and Eli wants to go ahead and bring in new dogma. He wants to go ahead and bring in new Mansers, especially Sword Manser. But the entire time, what happens is, think, when he's chewing on my ass, he can't go ahead and give Sword Manser's last name. He can't go ahead and give Sword Manser's new name, his last name. And look, Sword Manser, you have a problem. You have a problem because, hey, I'm talking to some of your tards on Bill Sinks, and some of your tards are going ahead, and they're bearing tales to me. What happens if I go ahead and press, I probably could get your last name. From what I gather, it's an Italian or Portuguese name, and from what I gather, you look like a Puerto Rican. Now, if you go ahead and look at the little thing here where, essentially I go ahead on my, I have a sock puppet called Sword Manser, and I went ahead and took Sword Manser's little picture, and he looks like a little Puerto Rican little goomer here with a little face mask or something like that, wanting to be a pig. Now, if John Britton would call up here, he'd say, one of his cousins wanted to be a San Bernardino sheriff's deputy. Essentially, his Uncle Newman, his dad, John, James, had disowned him just for being a freaking sheriff's deputy. But Sword Manser wants to be a pig. He was coming up with stupid crap about how he was going to go visit me here and, on his way to become a Springfield PD. And from what I gather, Sword Manser went to some crappy little four-year school. He got a bachelor's degree in business administration here, some little PUD course. And then, now, he's wondering why he can't get a degree. Well, guess what? I got a bachelor's degree in business administration, and then guess what? What was that good for? It was good for working over at Sunbeam, taking out the trash in the factory. And what happened? I saved up my money. I went to truck driving school, graduated the bomb of truck driving school, and then I became a truck driver. Truck driving paid far more than any so-called white, collar crime, job here. But by the way, Sword Manser, when you're talking to Tom Chittum or getting anything like that here, don't in your show tell people how you have gone ahead when you've lost the first time. You go ahead when it says time to go ahead and say race, pick Hispanic, Latino. You see, people like myself and John Britton and others here, what happens? We can't do that because guess what? We don't look like a beater. You can. But by saying you're going to go ahead and do that, everybody thinks you're a beaner. You know what I mean? Not smart. Not smart, Swordmancer. Not smart at all. Well, of course, here. That's why everybody's pissed off at Eli and Bill. See, the thing about it is that Bill won't go ahead and give you last name. But Bill ought to know that, you know, guess what? Deuteronomy 23, verse 2 says you're not supposed to be in our congregation, much less putting out like you are one of the main preachers behind Eli James and Bill. Folks, if you're not allowed in congregation, if a manser ain't allowed in congregation, what the hell is a manser doing talking the pulpit here? I mean, for all the stupid crap here, you know, from Bill Fink about how P.P. is such an asshole for having a pet Jew and nigger of the month here. I mean, shoot, he has his pet manser. What the hell is with that thing here? And the answer of it is that, shoot, it's an abomination. So it goes ahead and shows that for all of Bill's, you know, supposed knowledge, he don't know how to obey the law. How dare you go ahead and not only bring a manser into the congregation of Israel, but what you do is you go ahead and make him a high and mighty Baal priest? And that's what Eli James has been doing, and that's what Bill has been doing. And by the way, for all this bishop about poor old Eli, what happens is that, shoot, Emmaheiser is pissed off at Eli James for going ahead and coming up with this stupid heresy, and I'll go ahead and dig it up here. I'll go ahead and dig up the letter. You know, let me see. Where is this letter here? Okay. Let me see. From Clifton Emmaheiser, Attention Atonement. Attention all readers of Watchman's Teaching Letters and Special Topics by Clifton A. Emmaheiser. And there's been a war going now for some time between Eli James and myself over Eli's supporter Ron Wyeth's wild tales of fighting Christ's blood on the mercy seat in a cave or something like that. So what happens is that, you know, guess what? Clifton Emmaheiser is tired of Eli's shit. So, folks, I mean, hey, you know, I mean, if Fink wants to go ahead and shit all over, you know, the guy who went ahead and brought him in Christian identity, that is fine by me. I don't care. In fact, I'd like it. You know what I mean? Swordmancer, the thing about it is, you know, the thing about it is that, shoot, you're just like this Steven character, this, you know, Michael, who I'd call Keiko if I wasn't essentially banned from the rest of it here. The guy went ahead 6 months ago, bitching about Dzerzhinsky, and just like Swordmancer, comes up with the crap that, you know, Felix Dzerzhinsky was a Jew. And the answer is Felix Dzerzhinsky was not a Jew. Although he loved that Jew pussy, and yes, he was Lenin's policeman. All of that I admit. Essentially, now you end up coming, well, I am blonde and blue-eyed and all this sort of crap. Well, guess what? I heard this crap from Kazar Worden. He turned out to be a Jew. He didn't show what he was. I mean, Jews lie about where they come from. So does Swordmancer. But Swordmancer, why don't you go ahead and give your real last name and give a real picture of yourself? Go ahead and take off your driver's, you know, your Social Security number off your driver's license. But hey, I mean, if you're going to come down here in Missouri, you better have a freaking driver's license. Well, guess what? You have a scanner, don't you, Swordmancer? Why don't you go ahead and scan in your driver's license? Let's go ahead and show it, see what you look like. Now, what happens is you end up having a bunch of disaffected Finkelsteins. Who are telling me that you end up looking like this little avatar to have you on my list. You end up looking like a Puerto Rican. So running around like a Jew saying you're the blondest-eyed, blue-eyed, you know, Jew here with only 5 to 15%, you know, nigger marker genes here, a.k.a. Willie Martin's, you know, heresy. Well, that don't mean shit to me. That don't mean shit to me. Look, Swordmancer, I mean, all you Jews go ahead and say you're blonde, blue-eyed. I mean, hey, no shortage of that crap going around. Okay, folks, oh, heck, looks like I end up having a little thing here, scat finish. Like I went ahead and explained you something here. The picture of the turd, what happens is that's sort of like an artificial lure for you Jewfish. What happens, you Jewfish know that you have a scat fetish here. So what you do is that you look at, just like old Mike the Kite Delaney and the rest of them here. Oh, by the way, you know, that's another one here. There's a lot of people pissed off, you know, why does Sink allow, you know, I mean, a known Jew named Kaplan, who went ahead and actually when we had this court debate, went ahead and said, why do you allow this guy here? You know, and then old Delaney said, well, he ain't a Jew, he's a Turkish member. And this was the Obadiah who went back to jail. And pretty well, you know, I mean, all this whining about turds. Essentially, part of the picture of the turd here is act as artificial bait for you Jewfish. You know, just go ahead and have you look at and, you know, oh, you make a big deal about this turd. But, and you can't go ahead and go, you know, you can't go ahead and help yourself. It's sort of like this cartoon, when, you know, this old commercial when I was a kid, you know, where you had the little cuckoo puff bird here, Sam. And what happens, he tried manfully to resist it here. He ends up saying, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs here. Well, I'm Sword Mamber. He's cuckoo for moving turds. Poor Sword Mamber. Sword Mamber, you act like you're the very first Mamber that's tried to go ahead and sneak in. And you're not. You're not. And, you know, Bill, he can go act like he's the very first critter. He tried to go ahead and, you know, bring this shit in, but he's not. None of you people are fooling anyone. You know what I mean? None of you people are fooling anyone. As a result, the little sword man's brand name is about to go ahead and become known as sort of like the Yugo. You know what I mean? Or the Trabant. No, not the Trabant, the Yugo. You know what I mean? That's a Mazda car. The Trabant was run by East Germans who didn't have any freaking money here. So, anyway, yes, the Yugo. And folks, I mean, you know, nobody wants to buy a freaking Yugo. They don't want to buy any sword mams or shit either. You know what I mean? Ain't that just a bite in the ass? None of them will want to go ahead and buy a sword mamser. So where am I here? I'm going to have to go ahead and restart this. The talk show thing here. Oh, boy. Nobody wants to buy a freaking Yugo. Okay, hold on, folks. I have to go. Well, I can go ahead and log in with my name. Okay. You know, but, you know, look, Sword Mamser, I mean, if you're still there, I mean, there's just no way you're going to win. Hold on. Yep. Yep, there's no way you're going to win, Sword Mamser. Now, unlike the little coyote here who's going ahead and telling Bugs Bunny that, I mean, you know, that's true here. Sword Mamser, you're just Genesis 3:15 fucked from the word go. Poor, poor, pitiful sword mamser. Okay, let me go ahead. I'm about to have a little problem, but we will see how it works, okay? Anyway, I've had this sort of problem on this before when I'm trying to go ahead and say stuff. So I'm going to have to open up a new page. And shoot. Okay. Well, let me see. Well, I may very well end up having it. Oh, shoot. I don't want to really go ahead and save it in that here. Okay. Well, I don't want to go ahead and save it like that either. But, oh, well. Anyway, folks. I went ahead and opened up a new thing here, and we'll see how it gives here. Okay? So who pays my bills? Well, I pay my bills, Sword Mamser. You know, your daddy pays your bills from what I gather. I mean, you're still living with him, right? Hmm? Well, Sin 4, I mean, Swordmancer, he wants to be a pig here, and everybody knows it here. So, thing about it is that Swordmancer, I mean, you know, Swordmancer, I wish you'd just go ahead, just go on to something else here. I mean, maybe you ought to become a great Kreatar, because Kreatars, they don't really give a crap about you Mamzers that much, you know what I mean? All you Mamzers can go ahead and run wild, do whatever the hell you want to, okay? Anyway, Sword Mamzer, Psalms 109, I'm going, oh yes, I remember that goofy shit. This was after old Sword Mamzer, you know. But anyway, I want to go ahead and, oh shoot, Sword Mamzer is sort of keeping me from doing what I want to do. I wanted to go ahead and play while Roxy's just about to go to sleep here. I want to go ahead and play the theme song here. Now, Sword Mamzer, it don't really matter. You and Marty are both Gentile pigs. Let me see. I'll look at this here. Oh, by the way, Russ, I mean, hey, you know, maybe you need to go ahead and join, join Christian Nationalist here. And the thing about it is that unlike the Finkelstein, I don't ban people. I might Jew-lag you, but I won't ban you, Russ. So you go ahead and show up, and you can go ahead and be sort of like Appy Apollonian here. I mean, Appy's yappy, happy, crappy here. I mean, there's a lot of people think that Appy should be banned, and I don't. I think Appy needs his own little Jew-lag and his own little tard corral. And what happens is, by the way, Sword Mamzer, you want to be vice mayor of Mamzerville? A Christian Nationalist? You can. No shit. You can become, you can Sword Mamzer, you can go ahead and become the vice mayor of Mamzerville. I mean, I think that's only fair. I mean, you got all the qualifications for being a Mamzer. You can go ahead, and I think you really are. You know, I mean, I think you're really Mamzer material. Okay? Okay. Oh, come on, you. I'm trying to play Wigger Problem. Okay, get rid of that. Let's see if I can go ahead and get running. Oh, come on. Why in the world? Oh, I know why it won't work. Oh, shoot. Come on. Why don't you work, you stupid thing? Toshiba number two. You know, Toshiba number two, it don't have a wire bill to cool stock puppet in it. We should be in. Okay. Grab will start 22 seconds. Well, I wish it would. Come on. Well, folks. Okay. I'm looking at basic anthropology. Look, Sword Mamzer, you have a problem. Your basic problem is that you can go ahead and look, and I have a picture of myself, and I'm not ashamed to, you know, post it here. You, Sword Mamzer, you're the one who's going ahead and having to hide. So that's what all these Mamzers think. They sort of think that they're fooling somebody, and they're not. Sword Mamzer is not fooling anybody. And the reason Sword Mamzer is not fooling anybody is that he's the one who has something to hide, not me. But in any case, Sword Mamzer, you know, Sword Mamzer is hiding his face, or its face. Shoot. Well, folks, I mean, hey, I'm not doing too good on the thinking problem thing. Shoot. In any case. Maybe I'm not going to go ahead and be able to play Wigger Problem. Oh, well, no big deal. Let me see. I'm not going to wreck a 30 to 40 year career for anybody. 30 to 40 year career for what here? I mean, you know. Well, thing about it is that Sword Mamzer, you know, Linstead's clearly a Bard Indian. Well, no, but you know, I mean, shoot, you can go ahead and look at yourself here. would make me far less employable. Well, look, Sword Mamzer, I mean, you're bitching already that you're hardcore unemployable. I mean, you tried to go ahead and be a pig, and the problem of it is, shit, what sort of fucktard fails Puerto Rican ROTC? I mean, what happens is that, shoot, old Sword Mamzer wasn't even fit to go ahead and become a little Zogbot in Afghanistan. I mean, it looks like they didn't want to go ahead and even let him, even remotely. You know, they didn't even want to make him a spec one. Now, for those of you who don't get the joke here, you know, they didn't believe in letting him have any hard stripe. You know, they didn't even want to let Sword Mamzer be a spec one for those of you, you know, who are in the service here. You know what I mean? He needs Johnny Engine by his side, right, Lindsay? Well, I don't know. Well, I know. You left the various, you know, belief issues or something like that. I mean, shoot. You know, I mean, if you want to go ahead and believe that, that's fine with me, Sword Mamzer. Well, no, I mean, you know, spec one. That means as opposed to a PV1, they don't want to go ahead and let you have hard stripes, Sword Mamzer. So you don't get it here. I mean, I actually was in the military. And remember when we were talking, on the chat where everything blew up? What happens is somebody was listening in. It's over on Apricity. Essentially, some people were listening in. I wouldn't be surprised if old Lenny or this other guy was going ahead and recording the thing. And maybe you can go ahead and see it on Pirate Bay. I hope he is on Pirate Bay. Folks, Sword Mouser was telling me that I wasn't a combat vet. And I said, well, look, dumbass. I was in Nuclear Missile Battalion. I was in Charlie Battery, 2nd Battalion, 42nd Field Artillery, Lance. And what happens if I was a combat veteran? There wouldn't be anything left here. Because usually when you start firing nuclear missiles, usually their side might fire them back. And when you end up having a bunch of nuclear weapons going off, I mean, no telling what shit may come down. There probably wouldn't have been a Zog land here if I'd been a combat veteran, for which Sword Mamzer should be rather grateful. But anyway, I was in the Army well before Sword Mamzer was spawned by his Guido daddy or Guido mother or whatever, you know, and essentially the best part of old Sword Mamzer went ahead and dribbled out his, you know, wop mother's ass, more than likely. Anyway, Liar Bill at the time here in 1982, he was burglarizing places here, you know. Tell him about Liar Bill. Why don't you tell about the 1996 conviction? Well, you didn't even wait to be arraigned 21 days later, but you went ahead and you had a deal you went and signed up for here. That's the sort of thing that Gullet's going ahead and go along with it. And he got Joshua Caleb Sutter, went ahead and turned him in. And folks, the deal's Gullet here is he may go ahead and claim that he was doing it for Yahweh or his church or something like that. No, he was doing it for his nose. He was going ahead and looking for some Bolivian nose candy. And the reason he went ahead and went with the mullets is that Bradley Jenkins was the ambassador. And here you have all these poor mullets, and I want Jad Schroeder to go ahead and call in so I can go explain to him what a total bunch of criminals that the Gullets were. Now, they went ahead and they got rid of Liar Bill, and they went ahead and got rid of Liar Bill and all the other Gullets. But they got rid of the Gullets for the simple fact that they were the Gullets. They didn't get rid of them because they were a bunch of agent provocateurs and Zogbots. So they got rid of the Gullets which was the right course of action, but they didn't do it for the right reasons here. And sometimes I wonder if they would have gone ahead, if they were still in line with the Gullets, if they had got rid of Liar Bill and the rest of it here. But what happens, Liar Bill went ahead and he knocked me out about Forrest Gump, which pretty well tells you that Morris Gullet here is essentially in on that. He doesn't mind how many agent provocateurs come in here. And look, folks, it's not like it was in the 90s when Ray Redfern went ahead and let in this David Hall, who was a government informant, an FBI snitch. It's not even like it was in the 1990s. What happens is Gillette is letting known Asian provocateurs come in. And, folks, Gillette has already went ahead and took down a 23-year-old and got him sent to prison. And the thing about it is what he's doing is he's looking to go ahead and send other little white boys, stupid little white boys who have little ideas of being Christian identity and Aryan warlords and all this sort of shit, and he's working on going ahead and getting them sent to prison, too. And, folks, I'm not going to have that. I am not going to have that. The fact of the matter is I like Liar Bill. And, by the way, Liar Bill is now with the Finks, which is good. And, you know, look, Sword Mamzer, you know, go ahead and tell Bill that I don't mind if he goes ahead and lets in Oba gender-bending pisser's poster possum in, you know, here. You know what I mean? I just went ahead and posted this a little while ago here. Alrighty. I'm going to go ahead and, I screwed up as far as my Firefox is concerned, I end up having a big problem. But don't really matter. I can't really go ahead and get to that. But, folks, I have old gender bendering pisser's poster possum. Well, the thing about it is that, let me see. Look, Sword Mamzer. I mean, 632.0 here. But look, Sword Mamzer, you'd have to go ahead and give your name. Sword Mamzer, he's quoting 632 point whatever. That's the other thing here. You know, well, Sword Mamzer, he ain't insane. He's just suffering from Peter Duncan's. You know what I mean? You know, he got Mamzer's schizophrenia here. You know. Anyway, oh, by the way, 632.05 for 50 or whatever for involuntary civil commitment. We had this bitch named Heather who was causing trouble. She was one of the staffers. And she was giving me and this faggot named Dennis a hard time. And Dennis had money. He had $120. And so I said, look, what happens is that Dennis, you go ahead, Dennis hated her even more. I said, Dennis, you go ahead and you give me $120, and I'll go ahead and file up. I'll go ahead and draw up some paperwork to have Heather, Heather who works at the Nut House, committed to the Nut House. And what happens is that, what are you saying she's suffering from? I said, well, she's suffering from unruly cunt disorder. Now, what happens, old Heather? There would have been a hearing, and Heather wouldn't have been sent to the nut house. You know what I mean? They wouldn't go ahead and allow one of us nuts to go ahead and send one of the keepers to the nut house. But on the other hand, there would have had been a trial. So, look, Sword Mamzer, I mean, the thing about it is that here you are, a little Mamzer in Cincinnati. The thing about, Sword Mamzer, he has all sorts of little notions here, but his notions ain't going to go ahead and come true here. I mean, miracles can happen. And I'm quite sure that Sword Mamzer ought to be one of the jury's kids. I got to plug in the cell phone here. Sword Mamzer, it's not working anymore. See, back in the day, Fort State Nut House used to have 3,500 inmates. Now, they have really only about 400 or so of them, or really less, because what happens is that there's just not room for the Nut House. They can't go ahead and keep all the nuts in the Nut House. So, Sword Mamzer, your little involuntary civil commitment, I mean, it's working like all these here little tards here saying they're going to go ahead and sue me for libeling them here and slandering them. And by the way, I mean, look, Sword Mamzer, you're not doing very well here. If you were doing real well, I mean, why don't you call in and tell me that here? You know what I mean? See, Sword Mamzer ends up going ahead and having to talk about all this stupid crap, which is fine. I mean, Sword Mamzer is sort of funny. You see, Sword Mamzer thinks he's the cleverest little critter ever. And he's not, but you know, you can't tell Sword Mamser that. I mean, Sword Mamser just isn't, he just ain't too bright. Poor little Sword Mamser. Poor little Sword Mamser. Anyway, well, by the way, the little thing here, what happens, we were fighting with old Matt Twat Zogbot, and Matt Twat Zogbot went ahead, he got all huffy, and he went ahead and showed us his bitch tits and a big old knife here. You know what I mean? And what happens is that me and John Britton, we just laughed his head off, and old Matt Twat Zogbot was, you know, going ahead and doing some, Yahweh babble here. And Pastor John Britton went ahead and said, well, look, you know, Matt Twat Zogbot, while you're going ahead and, you know, praying to my, you know, to, praying to Yahshua, why don't you go ahead and beg him for a set of 44 double D saline implants and a year's supply of Playtex push-up training bras. And old Matt Twat Zogbot, he didn't find it funny. He tried to go ahead and delete the pictures, but you know, being an asshole, I'd gone ahead and saved them. I mean, old Matt Twat Zogbot, I mean, he ain't very smart here. By the way, with Matt Twat Zogbot, if you go ahead and look at one of the chats, and I'll probably go ahead and show one of it here, since you know there's no need to pretend. Old Matt Twat Zogbot went ahead and admitted that he grew up and was raised in Reston, Virginia. I said, well, that's where. Well, yeah. See, old Matt Twat Zogbot, he just thinks he's telling everybody. The fact of the matter is that, you know, guess what? If you go ahead and look up all this sort of thing here, okay. Well, look, guest number 26. I mean, you're spamming the board here. I don't mind, ChristianGenia.org. So, folks, some of Bill's stuff is okay. But what he's doing is he's trying to go ahead, but I only bring in new doctrine. He's, you know, the worst part is he's trying to bring in a whole bunch of Mamsers. In fact, the matter is you know, like Sword Mamser. I mean, I cannot understand what in the hell is going through someone's brain here when he's going ahead and talking about doing all this stuff here, and he's letting in some little Mamser who he knows the last name of, and he knows what the character looks like. So essentially, he won't go ahead and give the name of one of his little preachers. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, shoot. So, anyway, yeah, it's old Kike Delaney here. You know, he's putting in his stupid shit, you know, as well here. You know what I mean? So, I mean, what to say here? Not that it really matters. I mean, you know, shoot, nobody really. You know, did Bill ban me yet? No, Bill. What Bill did, you know, this is what happened here, is I got one of my spies to create a sock puppet, you know, puppet account, you know, a couple of days ago. And what I did is I found out that this sock puppet account had gone ahead, and what he did, well, Pro Stink, he has a, yeah, I mean, that's another thing, is that, you know, pretty well Bill is quite well aware that Pro Stink's little sidekick is called Kaplan, who's a Jew. And essentially, he knows full well that, hey, this Kaplan is a Mamser. You know, pretty well, he's pretending that's a Turkish Mamser as opposed to a Jew Mamser. You know, I don't know too many Turks named Kaplan. I mean, how about, you know, just as I don't know too many Jews named Jewison, or Levi, or whatever here. But essentially, Bill is going ahead and letting that crap happen here. And essentially, like I was explaining in the last program, big tent slash big, you know, big top, you know, white nationalism, you end up going ahead and becoming a, you know, a tard herder. And what happens is the bill is pretty well chosen to go ahead and let these, all these mamzers and the rest of these unclean, you know, unclean animals inside the congregation of Israel. Which goes ahead, I mean, you know, Bill, you know, like I went ahead and said, this, Bill is, he's sort of like the, he's sort of like the deranged hireling, shepherd, who goes ahead and takes in, you know, if I were a mamzer, they run me off. No, they run, you know, they run off Kike Delaney. The old Kike Delaney went ahead and he went ahead and dropped the dime on PastorLinstead.org. And the fact of the matter is that, shoot, I got somebody lined up to go ahead and bring back up PastorLinstead.org. You know, thing about it is that what is frightening, what with all these mamzers and the rest here, is that Bill Fink has pretty well gotten control of so much web content. Now, before this was all said, what happens is what brought this matter to a head, and Bill Fink goes ahead and admits it, is that probably about, you know, I thought that old Matt Twat Zogbot had been doing it, and Bill just went ahead and let him. But Bill says that he was the one who was responsible for this shit, and I think he was. And what happens? Bill knows what he's doing. Fact of the matter is, if Bill goes ahead and he causes trouble, Bill goes back to prison. The one thing you need to understand is, just like a lot here, what happens in many cases, maybe a lot of what Bill does is because he doesn't want to go back to prison. And what happens? He wants so many scalps and the rest here. Now, 6 months ago, here's old Matt Twat Zogbot trying to go ahead and get me banned. And Bill understood that if he bans Pastor John Britton and he bans me, essentially all these people he's trying to reach and trying to get a hold of will go ahead and understand these are Zogbot, and they'll cut him dead. Okay? Well, that's fine. Let me see. And, well, Bill goes around, you know, Bill essentially is going ahead, and the thing about it is that Bill has a good deal. You know, Bill has pretty well learned quite a bit of stuff here. The fact of the matter is that, shoot, Christian Identity did fine before Bill Fink got out of prison. And what happens is that Christian Identity will do just fine once Bill Fink goes back to prison. Or he doesn't go back to prison. He just gets revealed as Zogbot here. Fact of the matter is that, shoot, like I was trying to tell Bill Fink, what happens is it's stupid to go ahead and let Zogbots, like Matt Twat Zogbot. And by the way, I was covering up that Matt, you know, I was going ahead and covering the fact that Matt Twat Zogbot went ahead and won the chance, admitted that he went to school, and he went to high school in Reston, Virginia. And one of my little spies went ahead and said, well, Reston, Virginia, isn't that the home of the CIA? And then old Matt Twat Zogbot said, no, my father was in the U.S. Geological Survey. Really? The fact of the matter is, the headquarters of the U.S. Geological Survey, I think, is in Rolla, Missouri, because guess what? I went to school at the Missouri, you know, at UMR Rolla, University of Missouri Rolla. Now they've gone back to call it by its old name, the School of Mines and Technology or something like that. But anyway, you know, in the case is that, you know, essentially, the U.S. Geological Survey, for my dad, isn't, you know, based in Washington. So how come, you know, and if it was, what happens to a job like that? You know, you'd end up having people going all over the place. But guess what? Old Matt Twat Zogbot, you know, he went through grade school and high school in Reston, Virginia. How the hell did that happen? The answer of it is, well, guess what? If you're an FBI clown or something like that, why, you could go ahead and do that here. You know what I mean? Oh, well. Guest number 23 is probably a Finkelstein or a Pisser Possum. In any case, Oh, well. Oh, looks like Sword Mems are still here. Anyway, the thing about it is that you end up having all these characters who have no business in Christian Identity. In the case of Eli, he goes ahead, he brings Clayton Douglas, and Clayton Douglas is blowing up. Clayton Douglas blew up. He was blowing up, showing signs he was about to blow before August 10th of this year. And what happens soon after, here comes this classmate. He goes, oh, Eli, November, James, you know, he's a Jew, he's all this here. There's a lot of people who say, oh, Eli's pretty dark, he's a Mamzer. And I don't know that fact. And I'm not going to go ahead and say something I don't really know. But, you know, I went ahead and I listened to a lot of, you know, Eli James's shows. And essentially what happens, he has to have a little front man. Essentially what happens, you have to have a little yes man saying yes, 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 yes. And what happens, the Sword Mamzer is now pretty well his official front man. So here you have all these Mamzers coming in, you know, with Mike, you know, Mike Delaney and, you know, and this Jew named Kaplan, or at least what Fink was saying is a Turkish Mamzer. And he has Sword Mamzer. And what happens is that Fink knows Sword Mamzer's last name. He knows what Sword Mamzer looks like. Just like Sword Mamzer's telling you, essentially him and Eli James will not come clean as to who they're pushing off as a minister on Christian Israel, above ground Christian Israel. Now, folks, what you figure out here is that less than what, you know, not, you know, less than 0.00001% here is above ground Christian identity. And essentially, I'm fighting with what, less than what? Oh, you know, let's just go say with old Bill Fink. What happens is that maybe six hardcore apostle tards and less, you know, about 30 little zoglings, you know, 30 little tards running around, not knowing what the hell they're doing. And what they're doing is that essentially they're looking for someone so they can play Christian identity. They're sort of like old Banana Man. And I don't think he's a Mamzer. I think he's a stupid twigger who shows up here, a goofball, you know, doper from Alabama, and essentially goes, no, you don't know Sword Mamzer. Well, no, you don't know Sword Mamzer. You just go ahead and take a Sword Mamzer's word for it. You're just a goofhead who essentially first wants to go ahead and be let in here for having a good old bong hit. And I don't really care about that. But the thing about it is that all you dope-using, you know, nigger-smoking, you know, nigger-weed-smoking tards here, then you got to go ahead and become a bunch of social democrats and insist that every one of us people who ain't really into the nigger-weed and into the drunkenness and ain't into all the stupid whigger and mamzer shit, that we got to go ahead and cater to your sanctimonious bullshit. It don't work that way. It never did. The fact of the matter is we really don't want anything to do with you. Now, what happens is that I went ahead and took this thing like Julian Lee and this June Stain over on the beer barrel. He's a hilarious, even though he's a kike. But he's not as vicious a kike as a, you know, as a halachic kike. He's a Jew who has a Jew father. And as a result, he's sort of like a Whigger drone, but with maliciousness here. Charlie, he don't much care for the Jews. You know, like Ixenbert or Kane, because he makes, you know, he just goes ahead and he knows a pogrom in action. You know what I mean? So I'm sort of looking at the chat here. Essentially, I let these idiots go ahead as long as they don't spam the more here. They can say whatever they want to about me, just as long as they're sort of well behaved. Anyway. Well, I'll go ahead and look at that here, Sword Mamzer. You see, Sword Mamzer, the fact of the matter is, you can't win. There's no way you can win because, as I said before, I'm not ashamed of my parents. You know, my mother is dumb as a bag of rocks, but, you know, I mean, I'm not ashamed of my parents here. I realize what they are. You know, I mean, you know, my father was very, you know, very smart man who essentially, you know, he got locked up because he didn't like the fact that, you know, my grandmother Jenny's lawyers had gone ahead and disinherited us and, you know, had robbed us blind. Didn't much care for that at all. So he got 5 years in prison. It's just like Connie Lynch. The dog went ahead and murdered him. Okay? Well, I mean, Sword Mamzer, you can say whatever the hell you like here. But you have to go ahead and prove it here. You know what I mean? That's what happens with all these little Jews and these Mamzers. See, they don't show their face. They just go ahead and think they're going to go ahead and drag down somebody by going ahead and doing nothing here. But anyway, in any case, Sword Mamzer, he comes up with all this stupid shit. I'm not a Mamzer. And, whatever, Sword Mamzer. The fact of the matter is that, shoot, I have no doubt the Sword Mamzer looked anything like me. What happens if the Sword Mamzer be showing his face? Bill Fink would be showing his face. What happens is Eli James would be showing his face. Thing about it is the Sword Mamzer is, you go ahead and you look, and what you see is you see a little Puerto Rican-style looking little character. You know, he probably looks, judging by the size of the gun, he looks like he's about, 5'7", 5'8". He's sort of built like all these Puerto Ricans I used to see when I was at Fort Dix here, after going through basic training here. Well, Sword Mamzer does look sort of fit, But, what happens, he'll go ahead and develop a bunch of, rancid beaver fat here, and he'll be a fat old plug ugly here in just a short time. And what happens, he's already fucked up in the head. I mean, he couldn't make it in ROTC at one point. I mean, how the hell do you get kicked out of ROTC unless you're a total tard? You know what I mean? In any case, what's this here? Well, let me see. Well, so before, that's what I, Where's my face, Lynn? Still, I mean, you can go ahead and look at Aryan-Nations-Org, Aryan-Nations-Mo.org, or you can go ahead and look at White Nationalist, and you can go ahead and look at Lynn Stead. I mean, shoot. I mean, Sword Mamzer knows what I look like. He was going ahead and coming up with this crap behind Mamzer and all this sort of shit. You know what I mean? In any case, it's pretty well on all my web pages here. I mean, I've showed my face since what, 1994. I'm rather proud of my face here. Sword Mamzer is the one who's got to go ahead and hide it. In any case, let me see. I don't know. But don't make you Sword Mamzer. You know what I mean? There's going to be a day of reckoning. Yeah, Sword Mamzer, he had a real good thing here. But the thing about it is, every time I hear this sort of crap from a stupid Jew, I tell them the same thing. I go ahead and kick them back to my Khazaral Warden file here to where, the curse of Khazaral. And I said, look, Khazaral, in order for you Jews to really make me sick, I need to see you doing some serious shit here, just rather than, doing kiking or something here to your, to your dog god, Lucifer. You need to go ahead and show me you're serious, and you need to go ahead and do some serious goat pizzle chewing. Now, what happened, Sword Mamzer? You're a clever little critter for a little Mamzer monkey, and I'm quite sure that you can go ahead and get one of your relatives to, sort of save when they're doing that Santera voodoo, doo-doo, juju shit, and what you do is you go ahead and you get some goat pizzle there, and you go chew on some. You know what I mean? Go ahead, chew on some raw goat pizzle, and then I'll know you're serious here. Upload to YouTube. We'll put it on Thinks Forum. No big, put it on Thinks, go ahead and put it on Thinks page here. Go ahead and chew on some goat pizzle. And, what happens is I will consider getting sick, okay? All right? Anyway, I didn't have a tour. Of course, I didn't have a, I'm not a known criminal molester. The case fell apart, in case you didn't know, Sword Mamzer. It's all part of preliminary hearing. You know what I mean? I mean, you're just like old Red Mike Vanderkuyt here. You got to yap all this crap here that isn't quite true. But then again, as a Mamzer, the truth doesn't mean nothing to you. But I'm going to go ahead and get into William Fink. The thing about William Fink is he goes ahead and shows up after being sent to prison. And from what I gather, I went ahead and asked him. He said he had to go ahead and, talk to his parole officer. Go ahead and go down to, Pennsylvania. And so you're still under probation, parole. Fink said, yeah. Fact of the matter is that unless Fink goes ahead and does whatever he's told, he can go ahead and get a parole violation, go right back to prison. So as a result, he probably has a good deal of motivation to let in people like Sword Mamzer, to go ahead and let in people like Mike Delaney. Lots of motivation. Now, what happens is that 6 months ago, in March, what happens is that here's old Matt Twat Zogbot, and he's chimping out. And what happens, him and Judas the Juice are trying to go ahead and lure me and John Britton out of my forum, subforum, which he'd gone ahead, and essentially the deal was, just the same with Jeremy Visser, no censorship. No censorship at all. He's going to go ahead and try to lure me out of my forum. And, you know, pretty well I tell John, you know, and this is the title of this here. I said, every man to his tent, O Christian Israel. You see, back in the day when the Israelites were going ahead and they were engaged in an unjust war against, you know, or even a justified war, and they were getting their asses whipped, what they do is they'd say, every man to his tent, O Israel, which was pretty well the way of saying, run for your lives, you stupid fucktards, before you all get killed, and we'll go ahead and meet up and fight again another day. And that's pretty well the name of this show. Every man to his tent, O Christian Israel. Now, I ain't saying go to my tent. I mean, my little hovel on 338 Rabbit Track Road, I mean, it's just big enough for me, Roxy, and Poopy Dog. And what happens, you guys want to make fun of Roxy's weight, well, you guys can go ahead and do so. I mean, I like Sword Mamzer. I'm hung more than Janet Reno is. In any case, Sword Mamzer, look, folks, you guys want to go ahead and believe I'm a Zogbot, you guys go right ahead and do it here. You know, one minute I'm a criminal child molester, next minute I'm a Zogbot. Folks, I don't seek your names. I don't go ahead and try to bring in Mamzers. Essentially what I do, if you listen to the show, I'm trying to tell you to avoid people who got sent to prison and who are looking for some new names and fresh meat in order to keep themselves out of prison, like the left. And like Bill Fink. Folks, I'm not asking you to come to my tent. I'm asking you to go ahead and save your own life. Now, if you find something that is Bill Fink's that is valuable, by all means, go ahead and download it. But most of the stuff is not valuable at all. It's just little speculation. Like I was telling in the last week's show, you know, his translation of the New Testament was probably inferior to Farrar Fenton, who in the 1800s didn't trust any church, and he decided to teach himself Aramaic and Greek, and he did a translation of the entire Bible. And most of the old-time Christian identity people, what happens, they have their Septuagint, but also their second book is their Farrar Fenton. Farrar Fenton is dead here. He can't go ahead and be used by Cyrus Schofield or anything like that here. Essentially, everything that Bill's done, Farrar Fenton did better. Fact of the matter is, you've got to go ahead and look at the entire thing. And you have Bill Fink, who's letting in these little Mamzers, Delaney and the rest here. Now, folks, a lot of you, what happens is that a couple of days ago, end up having somebody, and he told me that essentially my subforum, which was guaranteed would not have any censorship, had been essentially, he was not able to go ahead and see it. It disappeared. And I think it disappeared right around October 7th. When it went ahead and changed, and Fink went ahead and pretty well said, guess what? You say anything more, you're going to go ahead and get banned. He went ahead and deleted. You know, I mean, I'd say it probably disappeared right around the 7th or something here. Now, if you go ahead and look at my posts, between July 10th and September 14th, when I end up having the Pisser Possum show up, he's playing dead, and what he's doing is he's changing or deleting files. And pretty well, I went up closing them and said, hey, look, the Pisser Possum, he wasn't hacked. He's deleting files. And what happens is that, guess what? I'm going to go ahead and close these threads on which the Pisser Possum is on, so he can't delete any more files and say, Elmer's glue works best. That's the first time. And then you end up having some more crap here. It's just like it occurred in March to where they're trying to lure me out in order to go ahead and be banned and have some excuse. Folks, talk about, you know, talk about little perm fest. That's exactly what the hell they're doing. And in this case, Matt Twat, Zogbot, Sword Mantle are just chimping out. Essentially, they're going ahead and censoring, you know, they're going ahead and censoring threads. And what happens? I found out that Bill went ahead and broke the deal. Folks, you know, it's not just Sword Mamser. It's just everything. If a man can't go ahead and keep his word, and that's pretty what Bill Fink has said, is that, shoot, guess what? I should have gone ahead and talked to him as a supplicant, I guess, to go ahead and say, Bill, why can't you go ahead and change your deal? You know, can't go ahead and change your deal. Look, folks, if a man's word is no good, then he's no good. And Bill's word is no good. Bill's a liar. Bill's a deal breaker. Bill's an oath breaker. What happens is that, shoot, the deal was no censorship. And the thing about it is that, shoot, the deal, the March, you know, the March, you know, the March, you know, this 10th here, when I was fighting with the pisser, that deal got broken. That deal got broken. So as a result, you can go ahead, you know, I mean, Bill can go ahead and say there was no deal, but there was a deal. Now, I didn't have no deal with Sword Mamser. I don't have any deals with Mamsers. But I did have a deal with Bill. So in short, what happens is, unlike, you know, he's threatening, you know, Bill's threatening to go ahead and ban me. And as far as I'm concerned, Bill, go ahead and ban me. And last night, I went ahead. I called up John Britton, and John Britton said, hey, look, I told you so. I told you so. There's something wrong about Fink. I told you when you first got involved with him, there was something wrong with Fink. And I said, well, yes, you said the same thing about Vistring. You said the same thing about Sci-Fi. But, hey, look, I mean, what do? Do you go ahead and assume someone is doing something wrong without going ahead and giving them a chance to make it right? Back in March, Bill went ahead and made it right. I went ahead and went back and made fun, essentially, and said that old Bill shoved a bushel of corn cobs and a pine cone up Sword Man, you know, up Matt Twat Zogbot says, well, don't even think about banning anybody. The thing about it is that Bill understood the political situation is that, guess what? You don't ban long-term Christian identity activists like Pastor Lindstedt or certainly not John Britton, who's related to everybody in the original church of Wesley Swift. You don't go ahead and ban these people. Because if you go ahead and ban these people, you go ahead and show that you're at war with them. And as a result, pretty well everybody that Bill is trying to go ahead and get to will dry up. And that is what's going to end up happening. Essentially, Bill went ahead and, you know, essentially, all he's going to have left is about six, you know, six Zogbots and about 20 or 30 Tards here. Now, same thing happened in 6 months with Visser. Visser goes ahead, oh, well, these forms can go ahead and be brought up. Well, guess what? They're not. Nobody sees these forms. Where are they? And the answer is they're not around anymore. Why not? Well, because Visser went ahead and destroyed it. Pastor Swift wouldn't allow a Mamser in the church. He wouldn't allow you. He wouldn't allow Mike Delaney. He wouldn't allow any. He wouldn't allow all these criminals. What happens is the butler went ahead and brought in all you criminals. And that ever since, you criminals have thought that you're the ones who get to go ahead and determine Christian identity. And the answer is no. They have Bill Fink whining and pissing and moaning about all this cross-posting. Well, guess what, Bill? I mean, this is what ended up happening here. Judas the Juice and Matt Twat Zogbot, they were not only bitching about what I was posting on my sub forum, they were bitching about what I was posting on Christian Nationalist. Now, where have I heard this shit before? Answer, I've heard from Clint Downey. The fact of the matter is that, you know, is the Finkelsteins and the Pisser Possums are not the first ones to demand censorship. You go ahead and read about that sort of shit happening in the Acts. Now, folks, if you don't like what I have to say, don't listen to it. Oh, and by the way, I went ahead and listened I went ahead and listened to what to Bill Fink had to say. And number at minute 52 of the last one of the last Christolais Open Forum, at minute 52, they're bitching about me. And at 52:10, you end up having Matt Twatzogbot, I think, saying that he hates Marty and Johnny sock puppets and how he knows how to go ahead and sniff them out. Well, I pointed out is that sock puppet number two on 10:10:10 on the very first show was, if you want, I can go ahead and show it just like David went ahead and showed Saul's canteen and spear. 147. What happens is that he greatly, Mild Bill Fink, Goldstein prefers Trader Glenn Miller's and Alex Linder's phrases to mine. That's at 1:40, y'all. That's at 1 hour 47 minutes. At 2 hours and 24 minutes. Fink goes ahead and fastidiously goes ahead and says that Martin Linstead is not an asshole. One of his little tars says he's an asshole. He said, no, you're not like Linstead. Why, he's even worse than an asshole. He's the hair that is around the asshole that never gets wiped clean of shit. That's pretty well Fink said here. Ain't that, and then he says that Cicero said this and all this here. Ain't it wonderful to have a classical education? You know what I mean? All this crap and talk about scat and old Marty's talking about turds. But Liar Bill, Mild Bill, he's going ahead and he's saying the same thing, but he has a classical allusion to it here. Well, was it shit in the class, was it shit or not here talking back? You see, it's sort of like old Gender Bender and Pisser's Pussy Popper. He went ahead and came up with this crap about, I'm looking at this here. Look at the chat here. Anyway, I'm going ahead looking at this sort of thing, at the chat. The fact of the matter is, if you guys want to go ahead and look at this here, the October 4th one, you end up having during the first 8 minutes, you end up having Matt Twatzogbot go ahead and talk about how he, his father was a government worker, but not a federal agent. And at 48:20 minutes here, he's going ahead and, old things talking about how you shouldn't have anybody Christian identity listen to Linstead. Well, not listen to me, but not listen to Linstead. If you go ahead and look at the last 2 hour shows, essentially what it boils down to is it's like a little Talmudic scroller circle jerk to where, guess what? They're all discussing their little versions of what the scripture means. And on the October 4th, he goes ahead and he calls one of the caller ins a Jew troll. He goes ahead and, stops the show here. So much for patience. I'm remembering when Whiny Dave at PUK was whining about how he wanted to go ahead and get banned, and old Bill was going ahead and says, well, hey, if he was in prison, he'd be one of my fuck bunnies. And by the way, if you go ahead and look at the 4th October thing here, folks, you better not have Bill Fink as a neighbor. He has no problem with looting out your food. Bill's not going to have problems starving here. Wonder why that is. If you go ahead and listen to it, sounds like Bill has already decided to go back on his police methodology and start going ahead and trying to go ahead and rob people at gunpoint of their food and their provisions. Bill doesn't see the need to go ahead and store up for the winter. Not when he has a bunch of fat wigger squirrels to go ahead and rob. Anyway, you guys can go ahead and believe Sword Mamzer, or you can believe me, or you can actually go ahead and download the shows and listen to your lying ears. Now, what I call Bill Fink, idiot savant, the thing about it is that Bill, he didn't know anything about Christian identity when he went to prison at all. He knew nothing about it. went ahead and learned it through Lorraine Swift and the rest. Oh, by the way, also, let me see, because of my 3.5, yeah, the Mighty Four injury, because of my 3.5, well, what happens is that, you know, it'll probably be reduced to about, 3 here. I mean, if old Sword Man could look like me here, you know, look at me like I looked at 30, which is a younger picture they went ahead and posted. Well, what happens is old Sword Man would give another half, you know, would give another one of his half inches here. You know what I mean? But getting on, folks, why don't you go ahead and listen? Now, folks, for those of you who have been Christian identity, who were raised, you know, like I was in Herbert Armstrong's church, or those who may have been raised in Wesley Swift's church here, pretty well it's understood that Simon Magus was the first pope of the Roman Catholic Beast Church. Well, Adams, Bill doesn't know that. See, Bill studied a lot of stuff in the scriptures, but, you know, he studied a lot of stuff in classical version. I guess he's, you know, he's reading about hair around assholes that needs, you know, that doesn't get wiped. But in many cases, he hasn't learned what is basic knowledge among people who were raised up in a Christian identity church, either one seed line or a dual seed line. And as a result, he's sort of like a media savant of Christian identity. Some things he knows real well here, but the things he knows real well, I mean, it's sort of like Mark Twain says, the stuff that he knows, you know, his Bill thinks work is both good and original. The problem of it is what's good is not original, and what's original isn't being good. And as a result, he's sort of an idiot savant. He doesn't know how to behave. And he doesn't, you know, I mean, essentially what he knew back in March is that, you know, he had to go ahead and get along with somebody he probably didn't like at all, but he's made an alliance with, and he understood that if me and John Britton got banned, essentially the hue and cry would go ahead and come out here. But now I guess he thinks he's squeezed off enough of a, you know, enough of a card herd, which is fine. Which is fine, but just like the pisser possums, you know, the pisser possums used to have about a dozen, you know, pisser possums here. Now they're reduced to 4 over on Oberdorker's forum. And what happens, Oberdorker at least has enough sense to go ahead and ban Liar Bill DeCluse. I was laughing about that here. You had Liar Bill DeCluse on there. And what happens, Liar Bill goes ahead and says, oh, okay, we have Sword Brethren. Okay. What happens is that. All right. Well done, Sword Brethren. In any case, you're pretty well keeping Sword Mams or, you know, Sword Mams are, you know, occupied for me. I really appreciate it, okay? But anyway, hey, William B., if you have a chance, go ahead and give a call in. I mean, I do know that you gave me a hard time about how you told me so, and yes, you did tell me so, okay? You did tell me so. I mean, about Fink and Delaney and the rest of it here, and I knew about Delaney. I knew all about Delaney. But essentially, what happens is you go ahead and you go ahead and give people a chance until they go ahead and show that they're not really worthy of it. And I will submit to you, William, William B., is that essentially what happens is that Fink ended up going ahead and gathering a big corral full of tards, and now that you know who they are, that essentially it's just like going ahead and having Trader Glenn Miller join BNNF here. Thing about it is that a caught snake, a known snitch, a known agent provocateur is not near as dangerous as the one who hasn't been caught yet. So I think that it was best to go ahead and let things ripen in time, and they have ripened. And now what happens is harvest time. You know, I mean, in contrary. Oh, okay. Is that you, William?
Yep.
Okay. Well, go ahead and speak.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, just overstating the obvious, you know, you already said most of it. I mean, you already know pretty much where things went this, you know, over the past week and a half. I don't really attend Bill Fink's forum, so I don't know a whole lot about, you know more than I, what happened. But, I mean, I was kind of like the sixth killer. I didn't really ever trust the guy.
Well, the other thing is that what happens is that what should be a little bit of means of, you know, a little bit of worry is that Bill, you know, Fink has gone ahead and gotten control of a lot of stuff here. I did not listen. I did not listen until, after I pretty well found out about, you know, essentially how Fink was, you know, violating the deal we had. But what I did is then I went ahead and listened, you know, the morning of October 11th. See, what happened is Fink took this thing off of TalkShoe, which is really public, where people can go ahead. He put it on his own private chat room. So
yeah,
he can go ahead
I mean, that was kind of strange, too, because you think, you know, if you're trying to, you know, preach the word of CI, you'd want it public. So why are you making it all private?
So why are you making it private? Essentially, he's
exactly.
Putting it underneath his control so he can go ahead and keep an eye on who the hell is in there.
Right.
And what happens on, you know, July 10th or 22nd, Bill went ahead and essentially he went ahead and he put me in Hades. You know, without any word here. And then the 6 day woman said, well, why'd you do that here? Oh, and, you know, Bill said, huh, because I could. Anyway, I sent a message saying, why'd you do that? And he said, well, your microphone was messing up here. And I said, well, why didn't you go ahead and say something about it? Oh, no, I'd take care of it right then. Now, if you go ahead and listen to the October 11th show, old Bruce Gorman's, you know, microphone is screwing up big time. And Bill goes ahead and nurses him through for about 10 minutes of it. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I have to screw up.
Which one, October when?
The October 11th here. What happens is that 11. some of this stuff, I went ahead and kept quiet here. I mean, you know, like Fink saying that I deliberately went ahead and ambushed him. Folks, if I had a way to schedule it, I'd just be talking about the molts and goats tonight here. And then next, you know, about 2 weeks from now, then I'd go ahead and, you know, precipitate a crash. But the thing about it is in the movement, there is weeks on end where nothing happens here. And pretty well, I just have to wing it, you know, on the Sunday show. And then there's times where you end up having three shows a week. The stuff, you know, I mean, the shitstorm goes ahead and breaks.
Right.
And pretty well, you know, pretty well with the molts and goats, the shitstorm broke. Literally, I found out about it about 15 minutes. I was talking to this old guy in Ohio and, you know, pretty well said, hey, look, you still talk to Gillette here. Find out that Charles Thorne is real. You know, find out what the hell is with Wire Bill. Find out what the hell is with this other character. And then what happens is that I did a last-minute search and, oh, shoot, all hell is breaking loose on bolts and goats.
The thing is that, you know, I mean, a lot of us were very skeptical, I think. You know, myself and I don't want to speak for Six Killer, but I think he was as well. You never slandered him.
It's the same crap that they go ahead and say. I mean, you know, it's the same thing with Clark Downey. Hey,
right.
Mr. Wilson slandered me. Okay, well, all right, where did I slander you? And essentially what it boils down to is, well, you're spreading malicious gossip. Okay, well, what malicious gossip? The part that, you know, the part that Mark Downey went ahead and put you up, you know, as the still wife of the Grand Dragon in his parents' house, or the part where you were screwing all the other, you were screwing all the Klansmen here after the meeting here. And essentially what boiled down to is Clint Downey is trying to find out who knocked her out here, and I'm telling him, well, shoot, you know, don't you know how many people you're screwing? I mean, if you end up spreading the social disease, all of these women are going to be pissed off, even if they didn't spread social disease.
Right.
So essentially,
right. I mean,
like
you were always gracious to Bill Fink. I don't see why he would want to turn on you. You always seem to be very accommodating to him.
He didn't. Well, I mean,
you never slandered him or anything.
Well, to be honest with you, you and Six Killer were essentially you were pretty well urging me to go ahead and say something.
Yeah.
You both were. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
We tried to hold back on that. I mean, I didn't try to go out of my way to, like, tell you to go against the guy. I just said, well, just, you know, kind of look out for this guy, you know.
Well, okay, maybe I remember it different. But the thing
I wasn't trying to attack the guy or nothing like that, but I just didn't, I was like very kind of leery of him, you know.
Okay. Well, in any case, the thing about it is that Friday night, see what happens is that I'm looking at this sort of thing and I'm deliberately, I mean, what happens is think, he won't go ahead and give the name of Sword Mamser, you know, the last name of Sword Mamser. He won't give the name of this other character. He was giving me a hard time about how can you go ahead and love somebody who went ahead and killed all these Balkan, you know, Balkanoid Mamsers in Russia. And I'm saying, well, I mean, you know, and what happens if I hadn't been banned? I would have simply said, hey, you know, I probably won't give him a choice. You know, regardless.
I mean, you had your own sub forum, and these guys actually came into your sub forum and started attacking you, right?
No, what they do, you know, same thing with, you know, I mean, same way with all these other people. I mean, this or he would go ahead and do this, and essentially go ahead, well, all these links, you know, most of these links are gone. Well, guess what? The reason most of these links are gone, this or, is you've gone ahead and deleted the forum on which they were. And Fink's going ahead and doing the same thing. I mean, I think what he's going to end up doing, he's going to be doing the same thing, the clunk down he did at her time, the same thing that Jeremy Visser did, you know, in his time, you know, well, just recently. And
yeah.
Pretty well, he's going to go ahead. I mean, what I did that found out that, that he was altogether dishonest was, you know, guess what? He went ahead and broke the deal. Essentially, he doesn't quite have the balls yet to just go ahead and out and ban me, but he's threatened to go ahead and ban me as Six Killer. If you're able to go ahead and look and see, and you have a membership, he's threatened to go ahead and ban. But essentially, what he did is he set so that only him and his global administrators who showed up all of a sudden, and me and Six Killer could go ahead and see. So essentially, here I am looking, and for all practical purposes, I don't know how long. It's been to where essentially you cannot go ahead and see, you know, where I'm going ahead and talking. You know, see, I run a V bulletin forum here, and sort of like Maude the Fraud Flanders going ahead and telling lies about, you know, how he works his finger to the bone here being a moderator. And, you know, I have a PHPBB forum, which is sort of defunct right now, but I'm going to go ahead and get back up. And essentially,
well,
I know how to run.
That's basically what Obadiah did, right? He started up this PHPBB.
You have two Obadiahs. You have Fink's Obadiah, who's back in prison, but I think you're talking about the Pisser's Poofter Possum. You know,
there's two different ones. I didn't know that.
Well, what happens is that Obadiah showed up, and see, him, Matt Twat Zogbot, Sword Mamser, and the rest were trying to go ahead and lure John Britton up here, and John has a hell of a temper. I mean, you know, people say, well, we're both the same men here. And like I was trying to explain to John's daughter, is that, no, we're two totally different men, but we end up coming to the same conclusion, you know, about 99% of the time because, well, we're the same. Well, you know, we're descended from, you know, from people from the same area, you know, same area. And, you know, pretty well we end up having the same racial religion. So, and we both have, you know, pretty close to the same upbringing, although we have different upbringing. We come to the same conclusion, but you know me, I'm about as cold blooded a man as you see, and you know John is pretty hot tempered. But you know they were trying to go ahead and lure John Britton, and they're going to go ahead and try to ban him. And I went ahead and said, every man to my tent, every man to your tent, O Israel. I said, look, don't go ahead and go to the main forum here where they can have an excuse to go ahead and ban you because Matt Twat Zogbot, he's just running wild.
Yeah.
And I went ahead. And then old Matt Twat Zogbot came to my forum, essentially threatened to go ahead and ban me. And I called Bill Fink up in the morning and explained, look, you know, what it boiled down to is that old Matt Twat Zogbot is going to go ahead and make a liar of you. Because, hey, the deal was that you are going to go ahead and not, you know, I mean, I have a free forum, and, you know, I mean, you're going to let your little tard do this?
Yeah.
And
what's up with that, you know?
You know,
that's just
in any
bullshit.
Case. Yeah, it's just bullshit. Well, what happens is that at the time, he said, well, I'll go ahead and talk to old Matt Twat Zogbot. You know, and the reason we call him Matt Twat Zogbot is he shows up and he says, well, this is my identification. I demand that you guys go ahead and show who you are. And everybody was just scared, including Victor Switzer. What the hell's going on? Because that's not normal behavior. You know, that's when somebody's trolling for information.
Right.
Anyway, old Matt Twazogbot and Judas the Juice, they're not only bitching about what is written on my subforum, they're bitching about what's written on White Nationalists. Why, I guess they think that they have control over what, you know, what should go on my subforum as well. And they're still bitching about it, now thinks bitching about it, you know, about cross-posting, all this sort of crap here. Look, Bill, you can't stop cross-posting here. I mean, you know, you don't control the entire Internet. You're not going to. You certainly don't go ahead and control me. Well,
and
obviously
Linder,
not. But, you know,
Linder,
in any case,
Linder Fink.
Yeah, Linder Fink. And the thing about it is that what he did is say, hey, I'll go ahead and talk to old Matt Twatzogbot, and don't you rub it in. So what happens, old Matt Twatzogbot, he comes back, you hit him, Marty, I'm going to tell you how to do this, I love you. And what happens is I found out over the years that agent provocateurs, you know, and mamsers, they're either at your feet or they're at your throat, and old Matt Twatzogbot was at my feet. And I went ahead and recently redone it to where old Bill Fink went ahead and taught Matt Twatzogbot the error of his ways by going ahead and using a bushel of corn cobs and a peck of pine cones on old Matt Twatzogbot's bunghole and say, look, Tard, don't you even think about banning anybody. Well, the thing about it is 6 months ago, you know, Bill Fink didn't feel secure enough to where he could go ahead and afford to go ahead and ban me or do anything like that. And something has gone ahead and changed. And probably either that or he's being told that he has to go ahead and come up with more names or let some of these other people in here. Well, anyway,
yeah.
I'm going ahead and listening to this 10-10-10 show and essentially end up having somebody like Greg Howard or something like that. And, you know, pretty well, about 2-3 months ago, me and this boxer, you know, we had a conference call with some people, and pretty well it's already been named here, you know, with Buck and with Boxer and these other people. And old boxer said, I'm not going to let your warlords go ahead and rape somebody. I'm going to go ahead and kill them first, you know, when they do that. And I said, you fucking wiggertard. You won't go ahead and stop a nigger or a beaner from raping your mother or your sisters or your daughters. And you're trying to tell me you're going to go ahead and kill a warlord for going ahead and raping a Jewess or a nigger or something? You know, get real. You know what I mean? You're just a fucking tard. Well, anyway, Sword Mamser, you know, pretty well, I end up calling Sword Mamser, and Sword Mamser freaks out. And he's chittering away at me here, and there's two other people, one of them named Lenny, and this other guy, and a bunch of, stop recording this. I said, what the hell's going on? He said, well, this other guy's recording it, but Lenny, he does the same thing, and, you know, he's not supposed to, but, you know, the stuff shows up on Pirate Bay. And I said, oh, well, if you don't want this stuff being recorded, just go ahead and kick everybody, you know, just go ahead and shut down the chat room, kick everybody off, and just go ahead and let the ones who you want back on, including Boxer and Sword Mamser, and let them back on. And what happens is that, judging by what I've seen on Apricity, somebody probably was recording it, because the guy went ahead and talked about what I ended up saying to Sword Mamser about, you know, being a veteran, you know, in a nuclear missile unit. So somebody in Apricity either was listening, or what happens is that, you know, they're a little anti-spy here, and Zog was going in recording the entire thing. Now, it could have been recorded by the NSA. You never know. But, you know, essentially, I've gone ahead and seen these characters, and, you know, they act like they're fooling somebody, and they're not. And, well, the guy's name was Lenny. Anyway, it must have been recording. Old Boxer, he wants to go ahead and he wants to bitch at me here. And I said, well, shit. I mean, I can always argue with one of you wigger fucktards. I mean, I'm not interested in arguing with just another wigger fucktard. I want to go ahead and argue with Sword Mamser. Sword Mamser has called me a chomo and said he was going to go ahead and have me sent to the nut house and all this sort of stupid shit. That, you know, he comes up with the same stupid shit, you know.
Yeah,
I mean
you got him going nuts in the chat room.
Oh, yeah,
like,
well, you know,
they're like rabid dogs foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, they're just chimping out here, but it looks like Sword Mamser went ahead and left here. You know, he's not, they might be lurking. I mean, it don't really matter. See, what happens is that these tards, they don't seem to learn here. See, Clint Downey found out the hard way is that if she can't go ahead and get me banned, like, you know, like at Odie's or something like that, I mean, essentially, she and Maggie would run off because of, she said, "You evil man, if I say anything, how dare you allow this slander? If I say anything, you'll just go ahead and use it against me." And I'm thinking, well, you know, Clint, I mean, you ain't as dumb as, you know, as I imagine you look here, you know. And what happens is that you don't, you know, I mean, I've never seen it. I'd love to go ahead and post a picture of Clint Downey. You know, from what I gather, she has big tits, you know, and, you know, bad attitude toward men. But, you know, I mean, I would love to get a picture of Clint Downey sometime.
I mean, you know, it's really a testament to these fucking pussies is that none of them are men enough to even call in. I mean, they're just cowards.
Yeah.
You know, they're just fucking cowards.
Yeah, they're going to go ahead and drive like sword mams. Sword mams went ahead, the stupid fucktard went ahead and gave me an itinerary from Google, and the stupid bastard doesn't realize is that he's gone ahead and told me within a block of where he lives. You know what I mean? You know, dumbass, he just went ahead and told me within a block of where you live. You know,
I mean, how hard is it to call in and talk? I mean, you got to be a fucking pussy if you can't even do that, you know?
Well, what happens is then they try to go ahead and convince me they're going to drive 800 or 300 or however many miles to go ahead and give me a challenge. You know, look,
they're going to beat you up with a bamboo rod, right?
Yeah, they're going to do something or another. And, you know, the thing about it is that, look, dumbass, I mean, with the challenge here, I get to have my choice of the weapons with the ground. And same with Brian Wright here. He's going to go ahead and pay some criminal from St. Louis to drive from East St. Louis over to here and, you know, supposedly kill me. And I'm thinking, look, you know, I mean, you may go ahead and pay the guys. You may pay the guy's car insurance, but chances are he comes across all these little, you know. I mean, it's sort of like when people are supposed to go ahead and come down and visit me. I don't, you know, after Liar Bill, I don't have anybody go ahead and stop because essentially the damn Granby police are very much interested in who the hell is stopping here. And the thing about it is that, look, Tard, I mean, you come down here, essentially something happens. Why? That's, you know, that's a first degree murder rap. But if you're a criminal with a gun, that's 5 to 20 years automatic prison time.
Right. I mean, well, you can tell. I mean, all these people have threatened you for so long. All these are just empty, retarded, rest by tards, right?
Well, I mean, shoot, I've been on the internet for 15 years. I mean, you know, Sword Mamser ain't the sixth to threaten me. He might be the 666th, but he might not here. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, the only one who went ahead and, you know, offered to have a beat down here was essentially a, you know, I did know the guy, and the guy was, you know, the guy was a pig who turned, you know, essentially snitch, and the guy was dangerous, and chances are, if I'd been stupid enough to meet him halfway, he'd kill me. You know what I mean? But, you know, think about it, I mean, you know, I don't think I'm super, you know, super fighting man, and you end up having some little, you know, Puerto Rican tard. Essentially what it is it's a threat of a Puerto Rican home invasion. But anyway, Friday morning, Matt Twat Zogbot, the total tard, what he does is he takes away a picture of, I'm looking for a picture of a tard, and I'd go ahead and post the picture of this skank, you know, from the David Allen, you know, Co. video of Don't Bite the Dick That, you know, on the Fucks You Honey. And what happens, here's Matt Twat, he goes ahead and shows a picture of man tits, and a knife here, and I guess we're supposed to be scared. And I go ahead and I laugh my head off and I immediately go ahead and save the avatar. And then I'll go ahead and save the big picture. And then what happens is that Six Killer goes ahead and says, well, while you're praying to Yahshua, why don't you go ahead and pray for a pair of, why don't you go ahead and pray for a pair of 44 double D implants and a year's supply of Playtex training bras. And, here comes Matt Twat Bob Ma here, and I go ahead and post a picture of supposedly this transsexual in the Sydney Walmart, you know, who I call Oba Gender Bender Pisser Poster Possum, and I will go ahead and say that plus picture of Matt Twat, you know, his man tits, and I said equals, and I go ahead and show a video of Ooh Me So Horny, and Matt Twat Zogbot says, that's obscene film. I censored it here. And what had happened is that I'd already been, you know, the thing had been changed. And what happens, I think Bill went ahead and did it. And he pretty well admits the same thing here. And the thing about it is that Bill Fink has gotten, you know, has gotten control of a lot of, you know, a lot of Christian identity content from defunct churches. And pretty well what he did is he got off the talk show, which he can't control, and pretty well he got on his own little forum to where he sees everybody who's in there. And essentially he's gone ahead and controlled it. Well, after I got banned on, you know, after I got pretty well kicked out here, you know, with this crap here, I decided I wasn't going to go to Fink's forum no more. And when my computer went ahead and had a virus and, you know, crashed because, well, what happens is that, you know, I've had enough of these, you know, these automatic updates, you know, shutting my computer off in the middle of work at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got the thing set to where, guess what? It don't upgrade unless I tell it to upgrade. And I just go ahead and put Norton's on. And essentially, I didn't have Norton's. I didn't have any automatic upgrades. And essentially what happens is that they came up with a new virus and that's what went ahead and infected. But luckily I'd gone ahead and saved everything except for the last 4 days, you know, cause I bought a brand new, little hard drive. And pretty well, I mean, that's what I'm telling a number of people who have old computers, you know, if you have a restore disk, you know, and you end up having all this crap here that you've downloaded and then deleted, you know, because of shareware or something like that, every year or so you go ahead and save your data, and then what you do is you go ahead and get the restore disk out. And essentially you have a computer just like when it came out of the box, even though it ain't like it came out of the box, but it has the same, you know, basic operating system, and before you loaded up all this crap, then you can go ahead and load up some more crap, I guess. But in any case, Bill Fink ends up going ahead and controlling quite a bit of stuff. And you know, what happens, I don't think it's all together chance, but you know, 6 months ago, I guess he didn't feel strong enough to where he could get away with shit here. And now, I guess that he does. Or it doesn't really matter, or what happens is that one of the things he said on the 11th show, he was whining about poor old Jeremy Visser and his family situation here, how they couldn't let him on 10-10-10, but guess what? They're going to go ahead and have him a special place. Essentially,
yeah,
because
Visser basically fell off the map. Whatever happened to him?
Well, what happens is that, you know, see, unlike Brian Wright, you know, Brian Wright, or, you know, some people think he's a different name, and I'm not going to go ahead and say what it is. But he went on as Billy, you know, Billy Wood. We ended up calling Lion Wong. And what happens is that you can't go ahead and get his street address. I mean, John Britton actually spent some money to go ahead and find out. He didn't find out any more than I found it about, you know, with a free internet search. Well, the guy who went ahead and, you know, I mean, this guy was not, you know, Barnaby Jones or anything like that. He's charging thousands of dollars. He's just someone who's just going ahead and maybe, oh, driving, you know, going to the courthouse, looking for tax records or something like that, which is why I heard John do.
Right.
And what happened,
right. You shouldn't need to spend more than like $35 on the internet to find somebody. I mean, there's services
Well, it depends on how much you want to spend. And what happens, John spent around $100 or some. And what happens, the guy said, well, shit, it's just like this guy's in the Federal Witness Protection Program. You can't go ahead and find him. And he's just like old Fraser Glenn Cross when he was hidden out in Sioux City. You can't find some of these people who you're supposed to meant to find.
Right.
Well, what happens in the case of Brian Wright and the rest here is that here he comes a time and time and time again, and what happens is every time he gets kicked off, old Brian Wright gets all pissed off at him, says, Jeremy, you're a mamzer, and so is everybody else. Wesley Swift, Richard Butler, and the rest here. And what I accused Visser of, you know, one of the charges I have against Visser is that how dare you allow you to be buddies with somebody who went ahead and called Wesley Swift as well as Richard Butler a mamzer. Why, what you've done is that essentially how can you say that you are descended from the line of Butler and Swift when you're allowing your little pet mamzer called mamzer? And what happens every single freaking time you do that, you did it on July 5th over on Pisser's History, and he did it back on VNNF, you know, just before, you know, 2 days before he got invited on for the sixth time to Visser's, you know, new, you know, I call it, you know, Pisser's Pussy Palace, the one, you know, version 4.0. He got a whole bunch of money in July, in January. Essentially, he goes ahead and essentially pretty well Fruit Loop, you know, Fruit Loop / Ron, whoever, tells, you know, that me and John Britton are not allowed because we're profane.
Right, right. That whole Visser shit hit the fan in what was it, February or March or something?
Well, no. What happens is that old Gender Bender Pistol Possum showed up around February 1st or 2nd, and the bastard went ahead and, you know, laid low for about 6 days. On the seventh day, it struck. Is profanity really necessary in Christian identity?
Right.
Well, what happens is within about 3 days, old John Brittany goes ahead, and he's supposed to do something else, but he goes ahead and he looks on the old Obadiah, you know, post over on VNNF, and it boiled down to, fuck the rules, they suck. I get to call anybody a Jew I want to. And essentially, Linder goes ahead and bans people for no other reason. Let old Obadiah 118 get wild, run wild, because essentially, you know, this character claimed to be Christian identity, and, Linder loves people claiming to be Christian identity, can beat here. And he couldn't beat Visser, he couldn't certainly be, I mean, what happens
well, yeah,
is...
I mean, Linder hates anybody that's Christian, period. It doesn't have to
well,
be Christian
yeah,
identity alone. If you're dealing with Christianity,
yeah,
hates
but, well, he hates anybody who's Christian, but he especially hates me because, well, I'm cutting into his funding and making fun of him. I mean, there's a no Linstead material, you know, rule on VNNF, and there's a no Linstead material.
Right, right. Well, that's because you know about the whole Trader Glenn Miller connection. That's why, you know.
Yeah, you know, and why I know all about Linder and the rest is that, you know, essentially, you know, somebody went ahead and posted, you know, well, Linstead, he's hilarious. He's nuts, but he's hilarious. Ha, ha, ha. Well, guess what? You know, no Linstead material. But it's even worse on Stormfront. And that's what ends up happening is that essentially here are these tards whining about cross posting. The thing about it is that they don't. I mean, that was one of the things that Judas the Juice and the rest of these were whining, is not only was that it was being posted on Think Sub forum, it was being then posted on my forum. And what happens? Censorship is not a part of Christian identity. I mean, we get censored so much here that we will not go ahead and stand for, you know, censorship. And the thing about it is that these people, I mean, that's the only thing that they can go ahead and, you know, get by with. They love the censorship. And, no, they can't go ahead and survive without censorship. And that's pretty well what the deal is. And I think that pretty well think is that Bill Fink, I mean, he's been getting a little bit more arrogant. I sort of think that he figured out. But guess what? He could go ahead and afford to go ahead and break the deal. But the thing about it is, he's trying to go ahead and get toward Christian identity, and so is Gillette, and so is everybody. And essentially, the reason that they don't like this show is that I'm pretty well telling, you know, people not to go ahead and get involved with them. Now, it don't matter to me if people think I'm an Asian provocateur or a Zogbot, because, hey, look, I mean, for all practical purposes, I don't really need to know who you are either. You know, and that's why I don't, you know, the only time I go ahead and inquire who somebody is when, I definitely have something against them. You know, like Lion Wright or, you know, Sword Mams or the rest. Then I'm interested in finding out all about them.
Pastor, do you have any idea whatever happened to Hadding? I mean, I know he kind of, like, jumped ship on Giles, which is the right thing to
do. Well, he jumped ship on Giles because Giles put him in his tar corral along with Wiggerswill.
Yeah,
and,
Giles
you know,
an idiot.
And what happens is that, well, the thing about it is Hadding, he went over to Four Fags Thebes, and what happens is that my sock puppet, Dick Reltney, you know, I thought it was, you know, oh, by the way, you know, Dick Reltney got banned over at Linder's, too, here, but he didn't know, you know, I mean, nobody knew it was me, you know, not even one of my spies. He was laughing his head off at, you know, at the exchange. But what happens is that, I've been on, you know, Four Fags Thebes with Ben Cameron, the name of the Klansman and, you know, in that here. And what happens is Jake Featherstone and, you know, Julian Lee hated them. You know what I mean? Which goes to show is that they're not really white nationalists. They're just little posers. Well, I got banned there. But what happens is that Il Ragno's mother died of cancer a couple months ago. And pretty well, I went ahead and sent a rep message saying, I'm sorry about your mother, but at least it was quick, you know. But don't tell it's me here, Pastor Martin Linstead. And I think that Il Ragno went ahead and snitched me out to Mike, you know, to the rest of the tards, you know.
I mean, that's a hell of a thing to do, you know, when you befriended him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if Il Ragno did or not here. But somehow Mikey Kike Juice Calicat Connor, apropos of nothing, says, well, you're listed. You're listed. How dare you say Voice of Retards is a Zogfall front? Well, I said Voice of Retards is a Zogfall front since December 2006. And Mikey
Kike, when they got like half Jews like Stark on there, I mean, what do you expect?
Well, this was before here. What happens is there's a December 3rd, 2008, where old Peter LeSkank was screeching here out next to Timothy McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald, and because of me, while Bongo would get shot, and 150 million Whigger Tars would all be sent to the Gulags, you know, and starve to death here. And I'm thinking, well, 150 million Whiggers are so worthless here, they let that shit happen. Well, yes, maybe they ought to be, you know, maybe they ought to go ahead and die. But no, the thing about it is that these people show up, and, you know, essentially what happens is that now I'm a blood on Christian identity. You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, here's Saint going in here, and even so, he knows the name of this, Brian something or another. He knows he got an Italian or, you know, or Portuguese name here, and supposedly they know, all these people know what he looks like, and they won't go ahead and give him the name, but guess what? He's right underneath Eli James. You know, him, you know, Fink and Eli James, the Sword Mamser, while they're big buddies, and Sword Mamser is, you know, pretty well, you know, teaching to the choir, and you end up having about 5 Zogbots, or, you know, Mamsers here, and you end up having about 20 Targs listening, and, you know, what happens, a lot of them are probably spies. I mean, you know, like, oh, my God, I can smell and talk to you. I can smell Marty and Johnny suck pup, you know, a mile away, according to what, about 52, 54, 10 on there. And the answer is no, you tard, you can't. I mean, guest number 2, the very first guest, you know, on 10, 10, 10 was, well, yours truly. And pretty well I asked old Juice the Juice for a schedule. And what happens, these people didn't even have a freaking schedule mounted about what the hell he intended to speak about. I mean, these people are not very well organized. And, no, I mean, you know, very few is the time when, you know, when these Asian provocateur things are organized by, you know, by actual police. I've pretty well seen in Missouri where you had 2 Missouri Highway Patrol. Most of the time it's just led by these little criminals. And essentially they'll say anything to get out of jail. And they'll say anything to go ahead, you know, in order to stay out of jail. Sort of like, you know, Bill the Clue. I mean, he was supposed to be arraigned 21 days after the information. And shoot, 5 days go by, and he's already pled guilty. I mean, he's pled guilty before he's supposed to be arraigned. And guess what? It's already a suspended imposition sentence. What does that tell you? And essentially, one thing that sort of made, you know, I mean, here's this, you know, I mean, I don't know if you were in earlier, but this Wolfram Hall, that was pretty well the alias of Joshua Caleb Sutter, who went ahead and sent Gillette, this 23-year-old kid, to prison. And Gillette's bitching about him. Well, guess what? Wolfram Hall was on the Moults and Gillette's thing, and then he got kicked out when the Moults kicked out the Gillette's.
Right.
And they kicked, you know, they kicked him out, and guess what? Somebody tells me is that he's back on the Gillette list.
This is amazing how many people in CI are criminals. I mean, Visser's a criminal. Is Obadiah admitted to being in lockdown? Fink, you know, Delaney, though he's not really CI, you know, was convicted of, you know, Grand Theft Auto and his Jew.
Not so much. His Jew is convicted
of
all
on and on.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on.
Right.
And what you end up having is a Butler went ahead and decided he was going to have an army made of these sort of people. And essentially what he did is sort of like, you know, you compare it to old Yeller here, you know, fighting the rabid loafer wolf. Well, guess what? It was good for us, but it was not good for old Yeller. It was actually good for the church, that the church go ahead and be scattered and go underground. But it was not good for Butler. And Butler died surrounded by Asian provocateurs like Rick Spring and his wife, surrounded by enemies, and surrounded by all this vermin like Sci-Fi Faber and Gerald O'Brien and Rick Spring and all these other people wanting an office.
Right. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to fraternize with a bunch of criminals. I never spent a day in prison ever, and I don't want to be around people that are criminals. You know, I just don't want to.
That's why I go ahead and explain to John Britton. I mean, John Britton is never. I don't know if he's. He might spend a night or two in jail because. You know,
but that's not the
judge,
you
know,
thing is prison.
But, well, it's not the same as long-term prison. But here I was locked up with some insane and not so insane criminals who are using.
Well, that's a totally different scenario, though. Like going to maximum security prison, right? I mean, they falsely accused you of that, and you got thrown in there that had nothing to do with, you know, even being convicted. So
bullshit. I got sent there because I wouldn't go in. I mean, I showed nothing but contempt and defiance. I wouldn't accept a lawyer. And essentially,
right.
What
but I mean, you were not guilty, though. You know, these people are guilty.
I mean, you know, here's this Gordon here over on the Molson Gulch who accuses me of being a chelmo. His shit actually went to trial. I mean, he actually went to trial. I mean, where it's my case, I mean. You know, the very first time when it finally gets to preliminary hearing, guess what? Well, we're not going to go ahead and hold the case. Why aren't you going to hold the case? Well, certain witnesses won't go ahead and testify. You know, I said, look. So in other words, you lying bastards couldn't get my little grandson to go ahead and lie against his papa. You know what I mean? You've gone ahead and destroyed his life. And the thing about it is that you have all these people whining about Zog doing this and Zog doing that. And essentially, I tell people that you treat it just like a criminal regime. You exterminate everybody who used to be a policeman. You exterminate everybody who used to be a social worker. You exterminate everybody who used to be a banker and a lawyer and who benefits from the entire regime. And you destroy their families.
There's a difference. I mean, you weren't convicted. These people were.
Well, this thing didn't even get preliminary
like
hearing.
These people like Obadiah were convicted. They Fink spent time. He's a convict, okay?
Yeah, he's a convict.
Mean, I was never a convict. I don't know about you, but you were never a convict. I don't think Six Killer was ever a convict. These people are criminals, okay?
Well, yeah, they're criminals.
Who the hell are they to preach to anyone about anything? They're scumbags.
Well, yes, they're scumbags, but see, I mean, I got locked up, and I got to see them for 3.5 years. And essentially, all this little crap about how they're so tough and all they're this here, like this Charles Thorne character. Essentially, all it is that most of them are just little. I mean, once you go ahead and you've been there locked up with criminals for more than a couple months, you get to where you can read their jailhouse tats here. And about every single criminal who's been locked up since 17 or 18, almost invariably, if they're a Wigger, you know, or a light-colored man's where they end up having an eagle and swastika tattooed on their back here. And like I joke about Brian Wright, they have two SS rooms on both butt cheeks to show how eager they are to please. And what they do is they sell themselves, you know, for sexual protection. But they just go ahead and sell themselves to the Aryan Brotherhood or some white guy in order for essentially it's better to be a bitch of just one rather than be a bitch of, you know, of all the other niggers on the cell block. And essentially, you know, criminals, they have to go ahead and pretend to be tough here. And essentially, most of them are tough, but, you know, essentially show weakness, and then they end up getting more and more and more prison terms here. Now, look at Bill Fink here. He's almost 99.9% of the time, he was locked up in administrative segregation because he's a police officer who was convicted of acceding to corruption and getting a Puerto Rican murdered in jail. So as a result, he's not going to be in general population. You know what I mean? And he's still liable to go ahead and be sent back to prison if he doesn't go ahead and, I guess, get his quota. So you got to understand that. I understand the criminal mind because I was locked up with him for 3.5 years. Yeah,
right.
you and John Britton really don't understand the little nuances here. You know, and I mean, what happens?
I mean,
is that
I was thrown in the drunk tank when I was 19, and that was like the last time I ever wanted to have anything to do with prison.
Well,
that was it. You know, never again.
Well, I've been falsely arrested here and thrown in the drunk tank and for a number. You know, I mean, and I am a convicted misdemeanor. I've got convicted for, you know, for show. showing up at my own lynch party, the Libertarian, you know, convention. I got convicted, you know, illegally of trespassing. I've been convicted of, you know, driving, you know, a big truck with a burned out headlight. That was illegal. And I've been convicted of not wearing a seatbelt. And that was an illegal trial too. But, you know, I am a convicted misdemeanant. And yes, I don't cut pigs no slack. Now, nowadays, pigs around here know if they go ahead and throw me in jail, there's going to be a five-year federal lawsuit.
Right. I mean, but still, that's not like on and on.
And eventually, it'll go ahead and get dismissed. But it'll go ahead and, you know, essentially cost the insurance company and then dues about $100,000 per case.
I mean, it's not like a long prison stretch like Fink and Obadiah and Visser have done. I mean, and Delaney and all these people who have been in a real prison. I mean, these people are on another level of criminality, okay?
Well, yes, but on the other hand, I was locked up in Nut House, and there are people who says they'd rather die than go to Biggs. I mean, that's especially pissed off here. I mean, if I was a criminal who had done something, at least I've had satisfaction of going ahead and committing the crime here. I mean,
right,
you know, and,
exactly.
And that's somewhat annoying here when you are here knowing that they can do whatever the hell you want to, and you didn't do anything, but, you know, essentially they can do whatever the hell
right.
they want to you.
Right, right.
And, you know, I mean, essentially I'd go ahead and I'd cause trouble. I'd go ahead and I'd cause a lot of trouble. And, you know, I'd go ahead and stir things up here and, you know, have all these people screaming at me. And essentially the only thing that sort of kept me in line was the, we're going to go ahead and put you on 10 milligrams Haldol if you don't go ahead and behave up. And then, okay, it's time to go ahead and back off. And usually a lot of times I go ahead and start stir shit up Monday and stir shit up Tuesday. And this time I'm having them just itching to fuck with me. So then okay, time to behave myself Wednesday, Thursday. And there's no sense in causing shit Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know what I mean? So then, okay, now it's time to start shit again. You know, what happens, sometimes I switch off a week, but I'd have some of these staff members screaming at me, oh, shoot. I mean, you know, it's not a lot to hear, but, you know, in any case, yeah, I mean, you know, but on the other hand, why, you know, they went ahead and, you know, I didn't get out for 2 years, essentially, because this nigger bitch and the rest of these quacks insisted that, oh, I had to be, you know, I was insane, and I had to be, you know, trained up, you know, and essentially, you know, they'd have to give me 2 milligrams of Risperidol in order to go ahead and justify keeping me in the nut house as opposed to letting me go back, you know, down to Newton County. And pretty well.
I remember some of your crazy stories about that nurse that died, and you went back, and you were like,
What happened is there was this bitch named Jackie Bradbury. The only thing that was good about her, she'd bring in a copy of the St. Louis paper here. Other than that, she was a total fucking bitch. So I'd ask this, you know, I asked this big asshole Samoan, who was a pretty nice guy, I'd say, what happened to poor old Jackie Appleby? He said, well, she died of cancer. You know, and then what happened was later, you know, the next day, I said, what happened to poor old Jackie? Well, she died of cancer. Well, anyway, after about the third day, he said, damn it, you went back to me this way, Todd. Why the hell do you keep on asking me what happened to old Jackie, you know, Jackie Appleby here? I told you she was bad. And I said, yes, but I like so much to hear that. You don't know what to make to say here, you know what I mean? You know, because it's true. I mean, I knew I'm hearing that bitch is dead, you know? And what happens is that you take your fun when you can in the nut house, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, it was, you know, so, you know, some of this stuff is interesting here. But the thing about it is that, you know, pretty well Swordman's and the rest, they're probably lurking and they're probably listening. And the thing about it is that, well, with Wire Bill, he shows up and, you know, he goes in and gets insulted and he runs off here and he plays his little card game of, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, create a big old stuff here. And Mike Delaney, he does the same stupid crap.
Right.
And, you know, the thing about it is, Fink knew full well here that Delaney had a Mamzer. And probably a Jew. What does Fink do? Nothing. He goes ahead. He's buddies. He's still buddies.
I'm pretty confident that Kaplan was, in fact, a Jew.
Well, what happens is that with a name like Kaplan, what the hell do you expect here?
Exactly.
What happens is Delaney went ahead and, you know, around, March here, he's screaming at me here, and I'm wondering, what the hell are you bitching about? So I reprinted this Kurt Maynard thing about how Delaney and Kaplan, they're Jews and they're false fronts, along with Corn Cob.
Right, and he was blaming you like you were the one that wrote it.
Well, like I was the one who wrote it, but he blamed me because,
right.
Hey, I reprinted it. And
right.
So I wanted to go ahead, this was moving turd, and this is what you end up having. You end up having all these tards, you know, who are a bunch of Zogbots and moving turd. So, hey, you know, and then I'm wondering, what the hell is he bitching about? And it took me about 5 or 10 minutes of bitching here and figure out, well, oh, you're pissed off because I reprinted the Kurt Maynard thing. And then they go on and on. He goes on and on and on here. And essentially, he's bitching and pissing and moaning. We ought to worship you.
Right.
We ought to worship this movement turd. Why do you have a turd? And it's just like I tell people, you know, that turd. I mean, to me, I'm a farm boy. I've seen cow turds. I've seen poopy dog squeezing off a loaf here. I even gone ahead and looked at a few of my turds here to make sure that everything's coming out right.
Right.
And so the fact of the matter is that a picture of a turd is not a big deal here.
Right.
You know, now, Jacob Israel, he wants to go ahead and have a gross turd, but essentially I have just a dried, you know, it looks like a human turd.
I mean, you know, the thing of it is if all this, you know, him whining about Kaplan wasn't true, then why is he whining so much if it isn't true?
Yeah,
and
why is he whining so much if it is true? And what happens is that this Obadiah, the prison Obadiah, who comes up with, I deliver honor court beatdowns, and I travel across the country to administer them. I'm looking at this tard and saying, well, where do you get the money to go ahead and travel across the country to administer honor court beatdowns? And the fact of the matter is, if you come to somebody's house, hello, I'm here to give you an honor court beatdown on behalf of Sci-Fi J. Favor here. Please, come outside and go ahead and get your ass whipped.
Right, yeah, that's like Jim Trowell.
You're likely to go ahead and have the guy go ahead and say, excuse me a minute. You know, he shuts the door, he comes back with 12-gauge or SKS here and say, well, hey, you worthless bastard, could you go ahead and do this over at the asparagus patch here? You know, I mean, because,
November.
In November here after the frost has come here, and essentially I need to go ahead and, you know, dung the asparagus here for next spring here. You know, so I go ahead and put a bunch of leaves and grass clippings over your worthless ass and essentially have a, you know, I mean, you know, the thing about it is that in some cases they go ahead and do that. The tard would not show back up again. I mean, they just practice with, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of the three S's. It's called shoot, shovel, and shut the fuck up. And that would be what happened to these tards. I mean,
I don't know if Obadiah would make for good fertilizer, though.
Well,
might make for good pig feed, though.
Well, think about pigs would eat, you know, pigs would eat either one of them. Anyway, the Obadiah that, you know, Fink had went back to prison. And from what I gather, a week or so before the thing, you know, the critter went back to prison, he was saying, prison is the best thing that happened to me. And you get these people, and they get institutionalized to where they cannot make it in the outside world. And they need structure in their lives, and prison is it. And they go, they love going back to prison. Well, I've seen plenty of them here. I've seen plenty of nuts here. I mean, they did not want to leave they hated Biggs, but they didn't want to leave Biggs because they knew what it was like at Biggs, and they didn't even want to cross the street to medium security. And, by the way, you have more rights in a maximum security nut house than you do a medium security nut house, because in the maximum security nut house, if the staff fucks with, you know, some of the nuts there, they're extremely violent, and they beat the living dog shit out of the staff, so essentially the staff learns to go ahead and give the nuts what they want within reason. You know what I mean? Whereas over where you have less violent, you know, where you have less violent nuts, essentially they fuck with the less violent nuts all the time because they're not violent. You know what I mean? Whereas over, you know, over at the maximum security, where you end up having, you know, essentially, in 365 days, you end up having 700 incidents of violence. You know what I mean? Nut on nut, you know, nut on staff. You know, essentially there's not been a single person who worked over at Biggs who didn't get assaulted except probably for some of the 400-pound Samoans here. I mean, nobody wants to, you know, you really have to be really, really, really nuts and really, really, really stupid to take a whack at a 400-pound, you know, 6'5", 400-pound, 415-pound Samoan. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you said you had some big, crazy dude attack you, right?
Well, Martin Burke here, I mean, he was a big old faggot here. Essentially, in August of every year, see, he got committed on the 1st of September. In August, he gets all pissed off here, and he gets, you know, more crazier than usual. And what happens is they assaulted me here on August 16th or August 18th.
Why? I mean, was it like his birthday or something?
Oh, no. He'd been going ahead and calling me a chomo and all this sort of shit. So what happens? I called Roxy in and found out he was there because of forcible sodomy. And that is his Mrs. Burke, Tom Tanner, was in there for, oh, it happened about 10, 15 years before. He'd gone, you know, old Tom Tanner had gone ahead and, you know, killed and murdered his homosexual lover, and then you know pulled a Jeffrey Dahmer on his homosexual. He was eating bits and pieces of him. He got sent to a nut house, and he got released, and he got sent back here. So there are two faggots here. And you know, two sexual predators. Here they were. You know, called me a chomo and all this sort of shit. So I said, hey, I called them Marty Dahmer and Tommy Dahmer. And, oh, they freaked out. They could dish it out. You know, sort of like Swordmaster. They could, you know, Matt Twop, they could dish it out, but they couldn't take it. And pretty well what happens is that, you know, it was an epic fight here. And old Martin Burke tried to get old Tommy, Mrs. Burke, to go ahead and attack him. And I was trying to get back to the ward, which I'd left here. And essentially we all got our wish. I went back to Ward 11, you know, but it was a level 1, week 1. And essentially I was trying to keep that bastard from clawing my eyes out. And, oh, I mean, shoot, I was bruised and dinged. I only got 20 minutes sleep at a time because it hurt to breathe here. I mean, you have a 300-pound, 6'5" maniac jump on you. I mean, shoot, it's, you know, I mean, you're trying to go ahead and save your life here. And essentially, you know, the one good thing, though, he's in the softest arms of any man I'd ever met here. From what I gather, I mean, he had Martin Lindstedt, finger marks all the way from his elbow to his shoulders. And pretty well, I blacked out. I had this guy named Danny. I still get nightmares from what happened that day. So, what happened that day? Well, I'm never going to tell anybody again, but I still get nightmares. You know, well, Danny sort of, he was a Norwegian, you know, sort of faggy nurse here, but, you know, he was a nice guy, but. Especially the nigger psychiatrist, you know, Alicia Thompson, said that I started it here. You know what I mean? Even though, essentially he lost his temper when I, you know, told this stupid bitch, Barbara Bounce, that if she went ahead and kept on taking sides, I'd sue her ass, too.
You said something about some idiot that had nut strength, and he would, like, slam a big, huge chair.
Oh, that's a different one. The guy's only, what, 5'6", you're 5'7" here? And what happens is Daddy's a judge, and his older brother's a judge, and they come from a family of lawyers. And essentially, they didn't want to go ahead and pay for his, psychiatric, you know, drugs or nothing like that, because shit, it cost $150,000, you know, supposedly just for me here. They don't want to pay $200,000 to take a private institution, you know, look after him. So what happens is that they trumped him up. They went ahead and trumped up some charges against their own son and brother, and they sent him, you know, off to the nut house to have the state take care of him. And what happens is that the guy is just—he's a sweetheart, but you know, what happens?
Was he in Biggs?
Yeah, no? He was in Biggs. Well, he ended up going over to Gilman. He was really nonviolent. I mean, he was really a sweetheart, but he's just totally freaking nuts. And you know, one of the things he liked doing is, I'm going to get off my meds. I don't have to take my meds here. And what happens is he'd be crawling the walls, and you know, one of the things he liked doing is running around naked here. And he had, he had the shortest wigger penis of anybody I've ever seen. I mean, shit, I don't think he had it didn't look like he even had half an inch. And what happened the first night he came over from B7, he's all upset because he wants to go back to the ward that he knows. So he picks up this huge, you know, this 80-pound chair that's, you know, sort of bulky. But not only, you know, it's not only, you know, weighs 80 pounds, it's sort of bulky, and he swings that thing around like it's a plastic chair against this plexiglass window. It goes, boom. He swings again, boom, and I'm looking, you know, I'm
wow, was he on drugs or something?
Well, yeah, he was on drugs, but he was, he was on tranquilizers of all things. He shouldn't been able. He should have been tranked out here, but you know, essentially they end up getting immunity to it. But essentially, he ended up. You know, I mean, I guess he was so fucking nuts he didn't know he could do that shit because he was doing it. And I'm looking. How the hell is he even able? How's this little, you know, little short fat guy shaped like a pear able to do this shit? But he was, and he was going boom, 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 and Paul, you know, quit that. You want me to do that? No, well, you quit that. Just quit that, Paul. I mean, you know, why don't you go to bed? And what happens? So Paul's just nice as can please here, and he's not only doing that. I mean, the next morning. I mean, it's like nothing happened here. I mean, he's not sick or sore or anything here. And you see this shit here, and people believe you because it's so freaking strange. I mean, you couldn't make this shit up here, stuff I'd seen at the nut house. And, you know, so it's hilarious. It wasn't hilarious at the time, but it's hilarious looking back here. And this, you know, I mean, and sometimes the staff is nuttier than the, you know, I mean, you know, most of the niggers, why they're, you know, they're not really that unusual here. I mean, they're just all, you know, really stupid. Most of them, all of them are just dumb thugs here who, you know, just like my roommate, you know, I mean,
it makes you think that, you know, movies like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest aren't, but well, far from reality.
No. What happens is that parts of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I mean, shit, when you're looking up for them to go ahead and take their drugs, I mean, a few of the nuts said, shoot, it looks like a security tape and big. See, they have this, they don't let none of the nuts wear white clothing because it don't show up on the black and white. You know, security cameras here. They will not allow. But the staff is white coats, so essentially if they're going ahead and doing something they oughtn't to be doing, well, they're not going to go ahead and be seen on the camera. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're wearing white here, so essentially whatever the hell they do to the nuts is not, you know, what happens? You're not supposed to beat the shit out of the nuts. You know what I mean? Well, what happens? They still beat the shit out of the nuts anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, they do
and,
behind closed doors.
Well, not. I mean, what happens? They're dressed in white. Part of the reason is because of black and white cameras. And they were saying that some of the pictures once we over the Kipka's Nest looked a lot like security tapes that at Biggs here, the maximum security place. And what happens? They had some. They would have some cameras at at Gulman, but not near as many as they do at Biggs. See, I realize is that all the nuts and bigs end up having their own private room because they would freaking kill each other or be killed. And what happened 6 months before I got there, this one nut who essentially was there for stealing a car, he decided he was going, you know, he didn't want to be at the nut house. He'd rather be in prison. So what he did is he went ahead and was looking for a staff member to beat, but he couldn't get a staff member in the bathroom, so he went ahead and killed a smaller inmate. And pretty well, they went ahead and kept him for about 2 years, and then he went ahead, took a plea bargain, got 15 years, and then 5 years for the 5 years for the original charge, and 15 years for second degree murder. And essentially, yeah, he was nuts, but he wasn't that nuts here, and he was nuts enough to go ahead and kill somebody. And there have been people killed over, you know, staff. I mean, some of the old timers, you know, talk about it. And things have changed over the years. Like old sword nabs will say, oh, I'm going to go ahead and get you committed under revised section Missouri 632. And now saying, I was pretty well telling the story about how there was this bitch named Heather
right. That
was causing, you know, it was causing us trouble. So what happens is that there was this here mincing faggot, you know, named Dennis. And Dennis had money, and he hated Heather even worse than I did. Heather just was just an annoyance to me. Heather didn't really much, you know. You know, she didn't really like the sex pervert, you know, named Larry here, but she was giving me shit here for having the door freaking open so I could read. And I said, look, you know, look, Dennis, tell you what, you give me $120, the price of a filing fee, and we'll go ahead, you know, we'll go ahead and I'll file a motion to have Heather committed, you know, to the nut house. he said, well, you know, can you do that? I said, well, you know, chances are he'll have to come before a judge, and chances are, you know, I mean, you know, they're not going to put Heather here in the nut house with us here. But on the other hand, it won't make Heather look very smart, do much for her career prospects here at the nut house if one of the old nuts here was trying to go in and have her at the nut house. He said, well, what are you going to say she's in here for? I'll say, oh, I think we'll go ahead and make something up. I think we'll call it unruly clitoris disorder or something like that. And old Dennis, he thought it was hilarious here. Dennis thought it was hilarious. Yeah. You know, what happened? He couldn't keep the secret. Everybody at the freaking nut ward was just laughing their heads off at old Heather. And old Heather, you know, old Heather was, you know, Heather was looking sort of, you know, what I do to you, Winston, once in a while. Nothing, I mean, Heather, don't take it personal here, but you are being quite a bitch here. And essentially what happens is that the other people at the staff, you know, pretty well said, Heather, you stupid cunt. Knock it off, because what you're doing, what they want to do at the Nut House, the number one rule of anybody who really works there is don't rile up the nuts. I mean, a nut can go ahead and kill somebody and get away with it because he's insane. So don't rile up the nuts. You know, and Heather, what happens, you're putting everybody's life, in danger, you know, for being such a bitch. So between, you know, the threat of unruly clitoris, syndrome, and, essentially the rest of the staff were saying, look, you know, Heather, you stupid bitch, you know, calm down before you get somebody killed. Old Heather sort of backed off, you know, some, you know what I mean? But, maybe I'll go ahead and print some of them papers here, or some of the diary, but no, some of it was really sort of hilarious here. You know, I mean, when you go ahead and look at it, it was just stupid crap here. But, you know, see, the thing about it is I've seen criminals who are, definitely insane. And I've seen people like, you know, Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser who pretends that they're tough and they're big and they're bad. And the fact of the matter is, if you were big and bad, you were like Dillinger or Pretty Boy Floyd. You know, I mean, essentially, you'd have gone ahead and killed a bunch of pigs, and, you know, like old Pretty Boy Floyd, you'd have been, well, dead of 17 bull holes here. But you're not no Pretty Boy Floyd. You're not no Dillinger. You're not really any dangerous, you're not any dangerous criminal. You're just a tard here. You know what I mean? You know, Matt Twatzogbot, he's just a wigger. He's just a little wigger. I think he's a Zogbot. And Sword Mamser, he's just a little Mamser. He wants to go ahead and get in. And, you know, essentially, why in the world? I mean, look, Eli James, you ought to know better than bring in some Mamser here, not only into the congregation, but in a religious leadership role. You know, how dare you do that? And essentially, I mean, you know, even now, they won't dare go ahead and give, you know, the name here. Now, you know, not one of the people. You know, they know his name, you know, but as I said before, I mean, you know, I think this guy's sort of playing me, you know, a couple of ways here. I mean, the guy may be a nimbuster, I don't know. Essentially, you know, I mean, a lot of these people, they can't go ahead and be loyal even to their own selves here, and neither can a criminal. A criminal will go ahead, you know, they talk about no snitching, no, criminal will snitch out his mother, for extra tray of food or something. And these people are just, you know, pure defilth. And the thing about it is that all their little tough guy bullshit and all the rest of the stuff here, I mean, it's just a pretense here. You know what I mean? You know, there are some people who are extremely dangerous, and they don't act like, you know, there are some people, you know, I mean, I used to tell these psychiatrists, you know, look, you dumb shits. You don't know anything about, you know, who's dangerous, who's not. I mean, you see them for 15 minutes when they're all doped up, you know, every 60 or 90 days, I have to live with some of these dangerous bastards 24/7. You know, yeah, we know which people are really screwed up and which people are just cunning criminals. And essentially, what happens, your best bet is just go ahead and leave dangerous people. You leave them people alone if you have any sense. You know what I mean? But, you know, none of these tards, I mean, none of them are dangerous. You know what I mean? You know. I mean, I've seen so many. I mean, you know, I've seen insane criminals, and I've seen criminals who are deliberately working on getting over. And you know, none of these little tards playing their little games. Like I said with Jim Giles. I mean, you're not a pimple on Martin Burke's mangina. Well, what happens is that I got blamed supposedly for starting that shit, and then on August 2nd of 2007. He damn near killed a staffer named Greg Reynolds for just Greg Reynolds telling me that, you know, look, Martin, you can go, Martin Burke, you can drop the Camille Act here. You're not going over to Goulburn. You're not fooling anybody. You're a dangerous psychotic criminal. And Burke went ahead and lost it here and, you know, damn near killed old Greg Reynolds. Damn near killed Greg Reynolds. What was his punishment for it? He got transferred off the psychic rehabilitation program, declared an asshole, and got sent to cognitive behavioral thing here where essentially they're saying it's not a mental illness. It's a, it's a, essentially a behavioral problem. You know. So, anyway, well, what happens is that, you know, Frankenwigger is saying that the trolls aren't showing up. Well, the fact of the matter is the trolls have already shown up, and I think it's bedtime for Targ's. Essentially, Sword Mamser didn't get very far. And pretty well he left. And Lyreville, the Clueless, usually he shows up after the show is over. So, essentially, it's pretty well the end of it. But anyway, the thing about it is, Fink shows up, and Winston was, so nice here. And the fact of the matter is that there wasn't no need to go ahead and be mean to him. You know, it's just a matter of let's see what's going on, and see what he shows of himself.
Right.
And pretty well. I mean, usually once you catch one of these people lying, especially the lie I caught, William Fink in. Essentially, we were supposed to have a deal of a uncensored subforum, and I didn't go ahead and blame him, but, essentially he favored Visser far more than he ever favored me. And the fact of the matter is I found out, quite recently, and then I went ahead and listened to, the October 11th show and the October 4th show. And essentially, it's just like Clayton Douglas does before Eli James. Essentially, I go ahead and I'm coming up with this, Lynch is the equivalent of, hair around the asshole that doesn't get wiped properly. Ha, 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 ha. Cicero and Virgil talked about the same thing. Ha, 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 ha. Well, you had Whiggers back then, too. And,
right.
Come on, Bill. And the thing about it is that Bill, when old Twiny Dave, was whining about, was whining about a number of things. He said, I'd use Dave as a fuck money. I said, well, Bill, you follow me that, are you? Oh, no. I said, shit, I'm the one who's supposed to be pastor profane. And same way with that. When Visser was running wild here, he went ahead and left off about 20 FU messages to me and, at Six Killer. I went ahead and took a screenshot. And this Pisser's Pifter Possum, was going ahead, and, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what Fink, it didn't matter what Visser said. You know what I mean? I mean, what happens is they're just hypocrites, and they're just in to go ahead. If you spell sanctimony, it's a subject of a diseased mentality. Ordinary white man here, they don't have a problem with going ahead and saying things as they are here. It's the little Jews who've got to go ahead and, do with the little euphemism and all this other crap here. So, William, I probably kept you up here. Was there anything else you wanted to say or bring up?
No, you didn't keep me up. I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, okay. Why don't I go ahead and ask this Dan Schroeder here? I went ahead and invited him and with the mullets here. From what I gather,
you said you know nobody from California, and now you do.
Well,
I don't live in the Jew-infested Southern California. I live in Northern California.
Well, that's a whole lot better. I mean, that's where old Covington
exactly.
was. Pinch off a few of the things here. What you have in Northern
right.
California, you end up having a bunch of laid-back dopers. And I don't give a crap about the dopers here. It's when they're like this character like Bama Mamser. And what happens is that, they go from being – well, what happens, how dare you say anything about me smoking dope to where, well, hey, I mean, I know Sword Mamser. Well, no, you probably don't. I know
I mean,
all
you
these
get
people.
Those, these days, you get those sorts everywhere you go. I mean, it doesn't matter what
Yeah, well, I was in the Army. I think I was the only one in the battery who didn't smoke hash. And essentially, you'd end up having these people, you better smoke hash or I'm going to think you're a narc.
Right.
It's okay, dumbass. Smoke your fucking hash, and I'll sit here, and you smoke up all your damn hash. If you're scared, I'm going to go ahead and knock on you. I'm going to stay here where you can go ahead and look at me, and you're going to smoke up all your damn hash. And then from now on, don't be smoking any damn hash in front of me, because I don't want to hang around. I don't want to hang around you while you are, you know, dicking around smoking your damn hash. Now, what happens is I used to have the, you know, the Sunday morning, you know, drop dead, you know, beer and hash parties. I wouldn't smoke the hash, but I certainly drank the excellent German beer. And essentially, I'd drink enough to where, hey, my stomach would get sour and I'd puke along. You know, I'd usually, you know, every night I'd go ahead and puke in the dumpster here before it was time for PT. You know, and that way you get the residue out of your stomach. You know, and then you don't have it curdling in your stomach. But, you know, I really wasn't a big drunk here. But, we go ahead.
Franken is saying, I wish California was still the Beach Boys and Hot Rods of the 60s. Well, that was like Southern California is a big fucking state. You get basically divided into a southern, mid, and northern sections.
It's 800-900 miles long.
Right.
I think it's longer than Texas is wide. You know what
right.
I mean? Now, what you end up having is you have about 200 miles. You have sort of like an inverted shape here, of one square and then another square sort of, on it here. And essentially you have about 250 miles wide here, and a lot of it's desert.
People somehow think that everybody that thinks like Southern California is, that's the way they think in the middle and in the north. And
they're totally different. They're totally different people.
Right.
But pretty well, Southern California used to be conservative Republican country, and now it's freaking Beanerville.
It's Beanerville. Yeah, exactly.
And what happens is that mid California, it's Beanerville too. And think about same way with New York State here. I mean, I delivered in Saratoga. Not Saratoga Springs, not the racetrack, Tony Racetrack Jew place here, with the Ritz things here. I got to go ahead and actually the original little town of Saratoga, and essentially you go in there, and essentially it's just like northern Arkansas. You know, I mean, it's sort of like Arkansas that's been brought 700-800 miles north. Essentially, you end up having a bunch of rednecks. Fat women, unpainted wooden houses. I mean, you end up having pockets of poverty in New York here. And what happens where Bill lives? I mean, it's upstate New York. Essentially, they've had what, 200 years of parasitism, to where the government just goes ahead and the government goes ahead and charges what, $4,000. For a modest place here in property taxes. And it's just an awful place, but it's because of the Whiggers, going ahead and letting this shit go happen. So anyway, it's the same way as California everywhere.
You're right. I mean, it's happening everywhere.
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And this little mortgage mess. Essentially went ahead and essentially all these mortgages were just nothing but fraud. And the banks went ahead and stole people blind. And now the pension funds are going bankrupt because there's nothing on these, bogus mortgages. So now you end up having all your police funds, your firemen funds, you have your government worker funds, pension funds. And essentially, they've been looted. And nobody's able to go ahead and maintain a title anymore. And you end up having this sort of thing, and this secondary bubble is about to pop here. And the question is, where it's going to pop before the election?
It's funny
how
because,
much after
you know,
the election?
It's funny because I have a roommate that was like, he actually retired from being a criminal justice major as a prison guard in our local prisons. And him and I were talking about, Edgar Steele says we need to invest in, metals and all this shit. And I was like, this is bullshit. Because, when your town turns into fucking Mogadishu and the local nigger tells you that, the price of milk is like 2 gold ounces, I mean, what the hell good does, you know, you saving up all this money in, you know, precious metals do you? It doesn't do you anything. It's bullshit.
Ultimately,
the person that is in control at the moment will tell you what your precious metals are worth, right?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, I don't know if Kurt Sachs is still alive, but he went ahead and said the same thing about, you know, this idiot with his cougar in. If you end up having to go ahead and want to eat here, and the farmer got two chickens, you know,
right.
You have a cougar in, and he even wants to take a cougar in, you know, because you can eat the chicken, you can't eat the cougar in. Let's say he wants to go ahead and do it here. How are you going to go ahead and get, you know, how's he going to go ahead and give you change for one cougar in for either one chicken or two chickens?
Exactly.
I mean, how's that going to work? Essentially,
things are worth what the people in power say they are worth,
That's not altogether true here. But if you're going to go ahead and invest in anything, I mean, you know, go ahead and buy you, and it's gone up by about $5. You know, I mean, the best thing I could think of to buy for less than $20 is to buy a brick of .22 ammunition. That is inherently valuable, and essentially, you know, it might very well be used as coinage. You know, .22 ammunition. Go ahead and buy you a box of 500, 550 rounds. I mean, you know, Kurt Saxon said trade whiskey or cigarettes, something. Cigarettes turn stale, from what I gather. People tell me that, you know, the cigarettes don't last more than 6 months. And near does gas. You know, what happens if you're going to go ahead and invest in anything, you know, don't invest in gold, don't invest in silver, invest in .22, you know, ammunition. But the problem
That's a good point you make. I mean, ammo is actually a good thing to invest in, ultimately. But you have to be willing to use it.
Well,
it's worth more than gold.
Yes, well, but there's a problem here. There's a time when, hey, the pigs can go ahead and steal whatever the hell they want to, and they'll get away with it. Then there'll be a time when pigs are hunted down and killed by all these people who are just tired of it. I mean, that's what ends up happening when you can't just kill one pig. You got to kill one pig, you got to kill all the pigs. And essentially what happens is that it'll be like what they call Black Sunday in 1905, to where, you know, the Cossacks went ahead and shot into a mob, and then the mob was scared initially, and then the mob lost its fear, and they went ahead and started hunting down the Cossacks and killing them. And that's when Tsar Nicholas II started losing his power. Over as a result of that riot, to where the mob went ahead and learned that they can go ahead and hunt down the pigs. And yes, the pigs can go ahead and shoot their little, you know, revolvers and kill 5 or 10 people. But the problem of it is that then the mob went ahead and pulled down the Cossacks and, you know, tore them to pieces. And you're going to end up having. I mean, things are about to break down. Now, do I know exactly when? No. And it says nobody knows when. But all these people going ahead and whining about, oh, Lista's making Christianity look bad. They had this little thing to where you had this Pastor Zach in the United Kingdom, and he had an over the top hit piece on Christianity. But the problem of it is there was enough truth in his little hit piece to where it really stung. You know what I mean? And I tell these people is that, you know, guess what? The problem of it is, you know, I mean, think you're going to go ahead and end up losing. I mean, the more you go ahead and talk the stupid shit. I mean, I am going to cross post. I'm going to cross post everywhere, and other people are going to go ahead and, you know, listen to them. I am the face of Christianity, and there's a lot of people who think I'm a total psychotic, you know, who wants to go ahead and kill niggers, huh?
So my point is that things are worth what at the point in time they're worth, and the powers that be say they're worth. They're not what you think
they're
worth.
Well, in some cases,
when people invest in gold, they think that they're going to get what they think is the value of it at the market value at that time. If the whole system collapses into chaos, then it's going to be worth whatever warlords in power says it's worth.
Whatever the warlord power,
exactly.
Whatever this farmer with two chickens says it's worth.
Right.
If he says it's worth one chicken, what are you going to do, starve?
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
exactly.
You're not. The only time when gold and silver are worth inherently is when things are when things are stable enough to go ahead and have a place to where you can go ahead and buy and sell and have a market to go ahead and have gold. I mean, gold doesn't do anybody any good in Mogadishu. Now, not that there is any gold, but then again, there might be gold. I mean, it might be very good, but on the other hand, I imagine any warlord worth his salt here would go ahead and trade his gold for about maybe 10 or 20 times that weight in AK-47 ammunition or something. I mean, it's not worth it. By the way, it says in Revelation, Frank Wigger went ahead and said that people throw gold and silver into the streets because it's worthless. Well, it's the gold and silver isn't inherently worthless. I mean, it's beautiful. It has industrial value. In fact, if you're going to go ahead and do anything, buy silver instead of gold. But the fact of the matter is that Edgar Steele silver didn't do him a damn bit of good. In fact, it went ahead and got this here piece of shit to steal it and then have to go ahead and cover it and go to the FBI and, tell this fucking bad story about how you hired me to go, wanted to hire me to go ahead and blow up, so-and-so. And, it didn't do Edgar Steele a damn bit of good, did it? In fact, it did him a lot of harm. He'd have done better. He'd done far better if he would have just simply gone ahead and essentially, taking that money or something like that and invested in helping people, write motions or something like that, in order to go ahead and get out. If he'd have actually gone ahead, but then again, I mean, Edgar Steele is not that good of a lawyer. I mean, he got mad because, he called himself attorney for the damned. And I said, no, Edgar, you wigger whimper, you're attorney for the fuck here, because anybody has you as an attorney, well, usually he's fucked here. Now, in the case of Richard Butler, Butler was fucked already. Butler was fucked going in. So I don't want to get to blame Edgar Steele for losing the case because he was Idaho law is screwy. It's the only place that I know of where if you're a defending, you have to go ahead and pay money in order to go ahead and defend yourself. In civil case. I mean, that's screwed up. And, what else? Coffee, Frank Wigger said that coffee can be traded, and yeah, it can be. You know what I mean? Anyway, anything else, William B.? Still on, William B.?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, anything else?
No, I don't have any more, Pastor.
Okay.
I would have called into your last show, but I was on vacation last week, so.
Well, I mean, enjoy it here. I mean, shoot, enjoy your vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason. I mean, this show is not a show that stands on ceremony. I mean, essentially, I got set to where, hey, people show up when they damn well feel like it, and they show when they damn well feel like it. And
I appreciate that, Pastor.
Okay.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, no problem.
Sorry about all the tards spamming your chat room.
Well, the tards are part of the fun. The tards are part of the fun. What happens is that shit. I really like when Liar Bill. I mean, essentially, I don't ban any of the freaking tards. See, I'm not going to go ahead and pull a Visser or a Finkelstein or anything on these people. Look, tards, I mean, if you keep on saying Marge Chomo, yeah, I'll ban your ass. If you keep on being like Liar Bill and just go ahead and keep on hitting the freaking enter key, and tying up the chat, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sort of ban your ass. But the thing about it is that, tards are part of the fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tards are fun. Tards are fun here. You know what I mean? And part of it is to go ahead and have tards here. I mean, if you end up having, if you end up thinking you have control over anything, chances are you don't. You live in your own fool's paradise. And if you are actually controlled, like Fink tries to do, actually, that's not a good sign here. I mean, why do all these people, I mean, these people end up acting like I'm a freaking Pharisee. Well, I'm not the one going ahead and telling you what to do. You know, the thing about it is if you do certain things, you do not belong around here, and you're going to go ahead and show yourself up for that, you know, sword mamzer. I mean, the thing about it is these people, they don't know how to behave. And, you know, the reason they don't know how to behave, in like the case of sword mamzer, he don't know how to behave.
Yeah,
and
well, that's obvious.
In the case of Matt Twatzogbon, I mean, shoot, normal white men do not go ahead when they get pissed off, go ahead and show a picture of their bitch tits and their own big butcher knife and act like, you know, well, we're going to do some fatal attraction horseshit here. I mean, people are laughing, you know. I mean, me and sister, we just, you know, laughing our heads off. And what happens, I was taking the immediate, you know, screen save. Because, shit, I mean, this is good shit, Maynard. And what happens is that I think old Matt Twatzogbot figured out he was screwing up here. And same with Fink. I mean, Fink's doing the same stupid shit that Visser is. He's going ahead and he's hiding posts. And chances are he's going to go ahead and delete posts. And, you know, people, there's some people, you know, like, one of the guys who's on there here, initially, he was neutral between me and Visser, but essentially he found out that I was telling the truth, and Visser was doing nothing but lying, and lying, and lying, and lying. And what happens as a result, Visser's gone down for about, what, 10 or 12 or maybe even 15 tards, to where all he got is 4 tards, and one of them's him. You know what I mean? Oba Gender Bender Pisser Butcher Possum is going ahead.
I think he's got about 0 now.
No, he got about 4 loyal tards, you know. An Obagenda Bender
is
one of them bigger.
Well, but that's an Obadiah's forum.
Well, that's Obadiah's little, you know. I mean, what happens, Obadiah liked going ahead and showing the stuff here. He didn't like going ahead and hard. I mean, you got to wonder. Here are these people. They go ahead and pay, you know. I mean, if it's V-Bulletin 3.0, 8. Whatever, they paid $180. Or if it's V-Bulletin 4.0, they go ahead and they paid. Well, not so. You can get just the forum for $109, which is what you ought to get here. You know, so it's only $10 more. And you don't load the V-Bulletin 4.0. You download the last version of 3.8.6. But, you know, the thing about this is that here they go right ahead and they paid $285 or something here, or $108 or something. They go ahead and get a server. And essentially now they're worried about security. To where they don't have a forum, they just have, they're just going ahead and talking to 5 other tards like themselves, and they got everything hidden, just like, you know, with the mullets and the gullets, you know. And, look, Paul Mullet, if you have any freaking sense, if you're listening in, you know, and this Dan Schroeder called in, why don't you go ahead and drive from Chillicothe, you know, Chillicothe, because I used to drive a truck here, just drive up the interstate, you know, I mean, about 60 miles. Go to Columbus, pay $25 for the Church of, you know, the Aryan Nation / Church of Jesus Christ Christian, and guess what? You have as much right to go ahead and call yourself Aryan Nations as I do, you know, and as Gillette does. Because what happens, Gillette, he got kicked out, and he wasn't brought back in by Ray Redfern, because Ray Redfern was tired of him fucking up. And, you know, what happens is that Butler wouldn't have him back. And as a result, what should scare the crap out of you is you have this guy named Wolfram Hall, who's Joshua Caleb Sutter. And what happens is that, you know, Gillette is going ass to mouth with the guy who supposedly went ahead and set him up as a 23-year-old. Folks, that's not smart here. Normal, you know, I mean, would you forgive somebody who sent you to prison? You know, and the answer is I wouldn't. I wouldn't have anything to do with it. So why is Gillette have something to do with somebody you sent in prison, i.e. Joshua Caleb Sutter? Answer? Because what happens, Gillette's owned. And what happens, you know, he's owned by Zog. And
exactly.
That's the matter, you know, he's owned by Zog. And what happens, that's why he puts up with Joshua Caleb Sutter. So look, folks, why are you hanging around people who are known informants? Do you have to go to prison? Do you really want to go to prison? And, you know, I think that some of these people, I guess they do here. I don't know. Maybe it's a job opportunity for them here. I don't know what the hell.
They got some kind of fetish with, you know, convicts or something. I don't know what it is.
Well, stupid women do. I mean, there's stupid women who end up having, I mean, generally what happens, you'll end up having, a 200-300 pound gorda. Essentially, they go ahead and, Roxy's friend Jane, what happens is that she went ahead and she fell in love with this convict here. And what happens is that he went ahead and, he went ahead and talked her out and sent him $600. And then the warden said, well, hey, you spent all your money. Well, guess what? He has AIDS. And that little square, thing here, the little square tattoo on his neck here that he didn't show you, that's the name of his gay lover, Tom. And what happens is that, I was having him talk to my Bishop of Fulton, the nutty guy who went in and killed Daddy with a hammer. And he pissed off old Jane by saying, why don't you send me $600 so I can tattoo the name of my gay lover on my buttocks? You know what I mean? And old Jane was mad as hell here because he thought old James was making fun of him here, and James was here. I hope he gets sent. He ought to be sent there. I said, look, James has never ripped you off for any money. You know what I mean? James has never treated you. I mean, James had a little bit of fun at your expense here, but, it wasn't his fault you went ahead and sent this guy named Chris in Texas prison $600. You know what I mean? And, shoot, I mean, these people, they have nothing but time on their hands to go ahead and work out a scam for lonely women. You know what I mean? That's all they do is have time to go ahead and do this sort of thing. And they don't think anything. I mean, you'll have people, especially niggers, who will go ahead and, screw you out, and essentially they think it's hilarious to screw Whitey or screw Square or, screw whoever here. I mean, these people, some of them, there are some who are political prisoners, but, most of them are just plain ordinary criminals. And that is what you end up having. You end up having a lot of these people who, Gillette is an ordinary criminal. Gillette's just a total fuck-up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a total fuck-up here. But what happens is that, that's why, that's what Ray Redfern said. He said, I know Moses, since high school, and trouble follows him like a stray dog.
Criminals are not a good representative of CI. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't think they are at all here. And, the thing about it is that here they are screaming about, hey, Liz says psychotic, Liz says in nuthouse, Liz says sad, I'm going to send Liz back, blah, blah, blah.
But you're not a convicted criminal. They are.
Well, no, but then again, William B., I mean, I could have been convicted, but chances are, I would have been murdered.
No, but you weren't. Okay.
No, it fell apart.
They were.
It very well fell apart at the preliminary hearing. And what happens is they gave me the $100, and what they did is that I'll see them in the afternoon. By afternoon, they were figuring out, let's go ahead and delete the case in that file on Linstead here. You know what I mean? Because we don't want people going in looking at it here. And these people, they do get quite upset when I tell them. I said, look, folks, I mean, I don't want your money. I want your heads, and I want the heads of your children. You need to die for what you did to me and my family. You need to go ahead, and that's pretty well why I'm going to go ahead. I'm probably going to go ahead and answer with YouTube to tell people to vote for Roxy if they hate the government, and they think that the criminals who are running things, they need to die. And,
well, you don't need to blame the idiot criminals for that, because people like Obadiah are idiots. They're like criminals.
Well,
they're criminal. Criminals. They're not Zog. Agents.
Well, no, they're not. But the thing about it is Joshua Caleb Sutter. He's a Zog bot. You know what I mean?
Delaney may be taking a dive to get himself, a reduced sentence.
Well, from my gather, he's already got his dive here. But what happens? He hangs around a Jew. He hangs around a Jew, and essentially, him and the Jew are there to cause, is to go ahead and cause trouble and find fools. And, think about it is, Fink allows this shit. I mean, even if Fink said, hey, I didn't, ban you, Matt did, well, guess what? Fink, you're responsible for what your little tard does. And essentially, you end up having, you know, I'm pretty sure the old Matt Twat Zogbot is, you know, he's a low-level little, I mean, his daddy was more than likely a pig, and what happens, he's a little wannabe pig, too. You know, Sword Mamzer is just a little screwed-up Mamzer who wants to go ahead and play Chris Identity and also go ahead and get into police force. And he's so screwed up that they won't let him, you know, they won't let this idiot go ahead and join here. And you end up having a bunch of, you know, wannabe criminals and a bunch of wannabe, you have all these Mamzers and they got to go ahead and get into the Chris Identity.
That's right.
And what happens is that Fink and Eli James are going ahead allowing them here. Even now, they will not go ahead and give the last name of old Brian, whatever, you know, Ford Mamzer's last name is. And they won't go ahead and allow him to show his face. And they won't go ahead and, well, I know these people. Okay, if you know these people, then, why do you think you get to go ahead and bring an enemy or a Mamzer soldier into our camp?
Exactly.
Where they go ahead, you know, kill somebody. I mean, essentially, you've committed an act of, you know, criminal treason. It's, you know, negligent treason is what you've done. In real life, you know, what happens is that if you weren't hanged or shot out of hand, you'd have been put in a penal battalion and told to clear that minefield or, you know, charge that machine gun nest and pretty well make do with your stupidity with your life on a suicide mission. And essentially, these people, they don't want to go in and do that. They never did want to do that. And you can't trust these people at all other than to screw up. Anyway, I don't know. I think I pretty well covered that.
Pastor, I'm going to go to bed.
Tired. Well, that's the same thing to do, and I'm going to pretty well close this show here. I don't think anybody else has anything to say. And
no.
The thing to do is I think it's time to go ahead. I mean, I didn't have time to go ahead and do Wigger Problem. I'm going to go ahead.
One more time.
Okay.
If you can.
Okay, well, if I can, I mean, this is on TV.
Maybe it might not work. It might not work. But
what happens? The newer computer doesn't work as good as the older computer. I mean, shoot, that's a heck of a deal, ain't it? You know? Toshiba number 2 doesn't work as good as Toshiba number 1. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play the Florian Geyer. And anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you, why don't you go ahead and hang up, William B. I mean, I really appreciate having you on.
Right.
But
God bless you, Pastor.
Ah, hail victory. Good night.
Hail victory.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm going to go ahead and play the Florian Geyer. Let's see if we can go ahead and hear it. Nope. It's screwed up on Toshiba number 2. Okay, folks. What happens is that I urge you folks, if you want to go ahead and look at it, go over to thinkschristogenia.org and go to the radio and, you know, download the October 11th, you know, thing here. And at minutes 52 and minutes 54:10, you hear Fink going ahead and bitching about me. And 1 minute 47, you know, 1 hour 47, you hear Fink going ahead and pretty well saying that he prefers to listen to Alex Linder and Trader Glenn Miller's little speeches rather than Linstead's. Linstead's is just so awful. And then 2 hours and 24 minutes here, while Linstead is worse than an asshole, Linstead is the hair around the asshole that doesn't get wiped as shit here. Oh, well, hey, I mean, Virgil and, Herodotus and all these other people, why, they had nothing better to do than write such stupid crap. You know, I mean, I guess they were the pastoralists of their day. And then on 4th October at 48 minutes and 20 seconds, what happens is that, you know, Pastor Martin Linstead is just altogether unfit to go ahead and be someone's introduction to Christianity. We need somebody like, like Finkelstein who will go ahead and bring us, you know, wonderful little sword mamzers and Zogbot, you know, Matt Twat Zogbot and the rest of the stuff here. Folks, what happens is that William B. and, you know, John Britton didn't like Fink from day one. You know what I mean? And they, you know, I mean, really William B went ahead just pretty well, he was pretty well telling you I told you so, and so, so was John Britton. He said, well, listen, that's your sweet end you hear. What happens is that you don't want to believe anything wrong of anybody until they've really, proven it here, and then you're just like Ajax, in that, movie Troy here. You just go ahead and tear the whole village apart. Well, I was hoping to be more like Achilles than Ajax. Ajax is sort of big and dumb here, and I'm sort of big, but I hope I'm not too dumb. But folks, the fact of the matter is that what you do is that it's sort of like the parable of the tares and the wheat. The tares look so much like the wheat, and you don't want to pull up the wheat, so you let the tares go until they come to a bud. So they're about to go ahead and give seed, and then you go ahead and you harvest the wheat and put it in the barn, and what you do is you harvest the tares and put them in the fire. I went ahead and told John Britton that essentially I wanted this cyst or this, this pimple to go ahead and come to a head to where, when it went ahead and popped, everybody would know it was just a nasty, dangerous pimple. Well, folks, the thing about it is that, let me see. Fink has, Matt Twat Zogbot, Judas the Juice, Matt Twat Zogbot, Victor Switzer, a few other little tards. They're hanging around. By the way, some of these tards who are hanging around Fink are hanging around Gillette here. What happened was Liar Bill went ahead and joined, Fink's forum, and I'm altogether happy with that here. And what happens is that, look, Fink, if you're going ahead and listen, please put old Oba Gender Bender and Pisser Pusher Possum back on there. I know you went ahead and banned him because he was trying to cause trouble for me and John Britton. But since me and John Britton are on the way out, there's no reason that you shouldn't go ahead and have a gay Pisser Possum, or something like that. Might as well let, you're letting the Mamsers and Fogbots in. Why don't you go ahead and let the Gender Bender and Faggots in too here? You know what I mean? What happens is that a way you'll go ahead and have something politically correct here, and you can go ahead and tell your probation officer is that shit. I got a whole bunch of Mamsers. I got some Beaners, a nigger, a couple Jews. I got a Zogbot or two. I got a couple known snitches. And what happens is now I got a transsexual pisser possum here. What happens is that shit, this is, we're going to go ahead and fly up the Rainbow Coalition flag. We're going to go ahead, and that's going to be our new banner here, you know what I mean? We'll go ahead and put a 666 on it, and essentially we'll have a rainbow banner here. Not since the days of the Love Boat here have we had so much love and pride and gay pride and all this sort of shit. And that's what y'all do. Look, Fink. Don't fly the black flag because you're not a pirate here. You know what I mean? You need to go ahead and fly the rainbow flag here. Just wave it proud, wave it free here. Essentially let in every little Zogbot, every little Mamser here. And what happens is that form your own little toy corral. And you're absolutely right. By going ahead and passing a law, a new law within the last day or so to where, just like in Aryan nations here, what happens, you have a forum, and pretty well what I want is that you only have known tards there here, like the goats and moats. You still have the moats doing that stupid shit. Folks, if you want to have a major party, you should have your forum open to everybody. Don't be like old Juhu groups where you have five people. You have Clunt, Clunt Smear Cat, Miggy Bell Bitch Butts, Andy Anderson, and Richard Nimoy, and essentially you end up having about 125 people, of which three of them are sock puppets, listening in, not saying a damn word. Essentially, if you're going to go ahead and only have five people talking here, five Zogbots and Mamsers and Faggots talking among themselves here, why do you need a forum to do that shit? You ought to go ahead and just have encrypted mail here. Yeah, that don't make any sense, you know what I mean? So, folks, the thing about it is that you ought to go ahead, if you're going to be a tard, you ought to be a smart tard. But on the other hand, if you're going to have a forum, Well, hey, have it open to everybody. You know, the fact of the matter is I have a hard drive, and essentially I've been doing for the past couple weeks the same damn thing that I had to do when Visser was running things here. I mean, Visser would make things disappear. You know, first he'd make posts disappear, and then he'd make entire subforums disappear, and now he's made his entire forums disappear. So as a result, he's gone down from about maybe 15, 20 pisser possums to where he has only 4 pisser possums left. And that same way with you, Bill. You have about maybe 6, you know, epistles. And what happens is, don't blame me. I mean, you know, even your mentor, Clifton Amheiser, is sort of tired of Eli James's bullshit, changing dogma and the rest here. You know, Eli James ain't bitching about me, and I'm not bitching about, you know, Amheiser. You know, like 6 years saying, it's a hell of a deal that a scholar like Amheiser has just gone ahead and picked a bunch of these Zogbot cards to go ahead and carry on for him here. You know, essentially, the bloom is off this freaking rose here. You can go ahead and ban whoever the hell you want to. But essentially, you're going ahead, and essentially you're fording up in the ghetto, and you're losing the war. You see, I'm not scared of having anybody, come in. And what happens, I may get my ass whipped on debate, but it don't really matter. Because of what I look at here, I mean, shit, I don't care as long as the truth comes out. So, folks, I mean, let's just go ahead and let the truth come out here. And what I decided to do is that I was pretty well disgusted when you end up having a bunch of tars listening like freaking sheep to someone you don't know anything about. You don't know where he's white. You don't know who he is. It's just like when Clint was saying, well, you made this stuff up. How did you know that I was, that I was an industrious woman? How did you know that I was screwing these Klansmen here? Why don't you tell me who went ahead? You're slandering. And the fact of the matter is that, no, I'm not slandering. I didn't slander Clint Downey. I didn't slander Jeremy Visser. And I'm not slandering you, Bill. Fact of the matter is that about, 75-80% of what you put out, it's not really original, but what you put out is pretty good. And by the way, folks, is either on the 11th or on the 4th of this month, old Bill's talking shit about Israel elect. You know what I mean? Their little Bible translation ain't good enough for Bill. Well, folks, the thing about it is Israel elect was one of the splinter groups off from Butler because they didn't like the way Butler ran things. And so they went ahead and they set up a web page. They set up a web page. And in that web page, what they did is that they didn't, essentially they went ahead and came up with, what Wesley Swift wrote, what Bertrand Comperet wrote, and they put up what Willie Martin wrote. And, I loved Willie, but, Willie sometimes was, off the freaking reservation, but Willie was not an asshole. Willie was a wonderful, human being, although he wasn't as mean as he ought to be. Folks, I mean, some of these people are legitimate here. What happens, Israel elect is legitimate. It's not, maybe not the latest and greatest, but the thing about it is, is that you've gone ahead and give us a New Testament. We don't know what the hell you have in it. Why do we need your New Testament for? We already got for our Fenton. We already got the Septuagint. Me? I'm not going to buy a Farrar Fenton. I may go ahead and figure out if I can go ahead and get the public domain text so people can go ahead and print out in Word format, their own Farrar Fenton and search it if it's available. But, folks, I mean, the fact of the matter is that I don't need to go ahead and look up Strong's Exhaustive Concordance to know that you don't bring Mamzers within Christian Israel. You don't bring traitors and Zogbots and Jews within, Christian Israel. You don't go ahead and bring in ravening, diseased goats within the sheepfold of Christian Israel. And I know that, generally, Christ talks about going ahead and going out and leaving 99% of the sheep in order to go ahead and find one lost lamb. But, you know, guess what? Christ didn't say anything about going ahead and abandoning 99% of the sheep in order to go ahead and save a jukal or a diseased goat. Folks, there's a lot of things here. Essentially, if your heart is an Israelite here, you will act like an Israelite. Like this Dan Schroeder here. What happens is that he probably doesn't like Christianity. You know, Christianity, he probably certainly doesn't like Christian identity now here. What happens is Mr. Dan Schroeder acted like a white Israelite Christian. You know what I mean? He doesn't know he's an Israelite. He does, you know, he'll go ahead and say he's not a Christian, but what happens, Mr. Schroeder acted like a Christian. If he'd have called in, I'd have treated him pretty nicely. Because Mr. Schroeder went ahead and stuck up for me against this general, you know, Gordon here who went with the Galettes here, you know, with all these Mamzers, all the rest of these people here. Folks, this show is designed to go ahead and tell you about people who are no damn good in this movement here. And folks, why do you need any of them? In fact, why do you need me here? Other than go ahead and listen to the show. And if you don't like the show, don't listen to it. Now, I don't really care if you come in and act like a tard. I mean, tards are fun. I love tards. Tards make things interesting here. You know what I mean? And what happens? You end up having somebody going ahead and telling you how wonderful you are. You can go ahead and become like Bill Fink and have your head turned, even though your head was probably turned to begin with here. Folks, I like my critics. Well, I don't like them. I mean, some of them I want to hunt down and kill, but on the other hand, tards are fun. I mean, I got to admit, tards, you know, that's why I like TalkShoe, is because TalkShoe has tards. You know what I mean? It has tards, anonymous tards. It has tards and miles of tards here. And what happens, I do like tards. Tards are funny. But, folks, in any case, there's not going to be a musical thing. I think I'm going to go ahead and end this show here. But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to go ahead and point out the proof of what I have. I'm going to go ahead and put some more links. Essentially, folks, I mean, you can go ahead and listen to this, and you can go ahead and learn from anything here. You know, I still have a special deal. Special Church of Jesus Christ Christians / Aryan Nations of Missouri deal. I have a special deal not found in any stores or any Baal priestries or anything here. You don't send me $25, you know, membership fee and $10 a month, and I don't make you a major general or a major corporal or a sergeant lieutenant or just a dumbass tard here. What happens, you keep your money, and if you're going to buy anything with it, go ahead and buy a brick of ammunition at the Walmart here. That's what you need to go ahead and spend your money for. You know what I mean? I'd rather you went ahead and spend it on something like, you know, liquor and pussy here, rather than send any money, you know, to William Fink or to the Molson Gulls or even to me for that matter here. You know what I mean? You know, so, you know, spend your money wisely. I'd say ammunition is a good deal here. You know what I mean? Even if it's expensive ammunition, buy it, because someday you're not going to be able to buy it. Now, what happens is that, you know, a whole shitload of ammunition ain't going to do you any good. And what happens, you'll probably make the 6 o'clock news in your local area as a domestic terrorist here, which, you know, in many cases, maybe is such a great idea to go ahead and buy a whole bunch of ammunition. But, folks, if you want to go ahead and know something that'll keep its money, it's ammunition. You know what I mean? That and canned foods. I mean, I can't have any better investment advice nowadays, now that they're going in and looting everything here, you know, on Wall Street or whatever here. I mean, it's just like the Tony Gremlin. It's like the Tony Gremlin, Tony Randall Gremlin here in Gremlins 2 said. He says, I'm advising our clients to stock up on canned food and shotgun shells. Well, guess what? Things are about to get worse than in Gremlins 2, and you better stock up on canned food and shotgun shells, okay? Anyway, that's my investment tip for tonight, even though I'm not a qualified legal whatever investor or something like that. Anyway, folks, yeah, I did copy. And, okay, well, anyway, maybe Jerome Mosley does own Israel Elect here. I don't know. You know, it's a pity that, you know, Seth Williams, is this tard from Arkansas? Well, anyway, I mean, you can go ahead and bitch about, you know, about the rest of the stuff here. And, oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, maybe they are here. And the fact of the matter is, I don't have any problem with IsraelElect.com. I mean, what they do is they go ahead and put the stuff out here. And essentially what happens is tried and true stuff here. What happens is Christian Identity got along just fine without William Fink when he showed up when he got out of prison 2 years ago. What happens is that when William Fink goes ahead and dries up, just like Jeremy Visser did, what happens is that, shoot, you know, the works of Wesley Swift and Bertrand Comparé will still be meaningful. So go ahead and download whatever you can here. What happens is that, you know, it says there's going to be a famine of the word, so you better go ahead and fatten up and go ahead and get your supply in. And hard drives are so cheap. Go ahead and get what you can while you still can. Well, I like Israel Elect too, and I've gone ahead and downloaded, you know, my share of it here. So, I don't know. I mean, Gerald Mosley, he ain't too crazy about me, but hey, you know, I mean, it's none of my business, okay? Thing about it is that I'm not going to be downloading the words of Gerald Mosley and Seth Williams. Well, yes. You know, what happens is that they I'm looking at Frankenwager. Say long before Frank and Swordmaster showed up. And the answer of it is a shoot. You know, I find it inherently blasphemous. You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying here. I imagine Nehemiah was looked upon as a real freaking asshole because he ran off the Moabite son-in-law of the high priest. And I bet Ezra was looked as an asshole, too, when he went ahead and divided families. Pretty well said, no more Mamzers. What happens is they split families up based upon the fact that there were marriages between Israelites and Mamzers. Folks, I mean, about every family nowadays has a nigger or a beaner or whatever in it here. And maybe you're going to have to go ahead and take care of your nigger and beaner problem yourself. And, you know, folks, it may be end up being hard here. I mean, some of your relatives ain't going to like you going ahead and shooting their children and them in the head for racial treason. But who knows the traitors better than you do within your own family? Folks, you end up having to do what Yahweh tells you to do. Yahweh tells you to keep yourself pure and keep yourself clean and keep yourself whole. Because, folks, the way things are going, the way they are, there will be no flesh saved. And by that, I mean no flesh worth saving. No Israelites. No white people left here. The way things are going in peace. And therefore, we have no choice other than go ahead and ride this wave, this tidal wave of chaos which is coming. Because Gog is falling apart. It's not going to be around very much longer. You know what I mean? So, folks, I mean, I guess I haven't been along around as, you know, long. Well, I mean, shoot. You know, I was in the Worldwide Church of God. Pretty well, I had to go ahead and listen to hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of stuff here. But what happens is that Herbert Armstrong's church proved, you know, went ahead and preached that Simon Magus was the very first pope in Rome and the very first pope of the Roman Catholic Church. And what happens, Bill Fink, he didn't know that. The reason Bill Fink didn't know it, because, hey, he wasn't raised in it. And the thing about it is old Bill would go ahead and say, well, you got to prove it. And the answer of it is, well, offhand, no, I can't prove it, because, hey, essentially, like a lot of people who go ahead and learn about Christian identity when they were young, they go ahead and learn it from their parents. Or from their preacher if their parents went ahead and made it here. But the fact of the matter is that Christian identity has traditions just like the Roman Catholics do. And what happens if you're not really raised in it, you end up having a big disadvantage. I mean, what happens when I told Pastor John Britton about this? He couldn't believe that William Fink didn't know that. And then the second thing he says, well, that's pretty well telling about William Fink's ignorance. And the answer over this is yeah. You see, I didn't study Greek in order to go ahead and learn about assholes, you know, about the hair around an asshole, which does not go ahead and get wiped here, even if Virgil and all these other people were talking about it. This goes to show that you end up having wiggers, and you probably have a few Mark Lynch says back in the good old days, or way back, you know, around zero AD, and, well, there's no zero AD, but you know what I mean, folks. Anyway. Well, oh, okay. Well, Frank Wigger, I think he used to go ahead and get on Patrick Henry online. I still got the thing up here, but the email doesn't work on it, so I'm going to go ahead and take it down. Anyway, folks, I need to go ahead and end this, and since I don't have any music, I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory, may Yahweh bless, good night.